Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a massive radio show today. Huge breaking news. Huge, massive developments in the 10 minutes before I went on air. Huge developments on two different major fronts. Well, there's actually three developments. I got a death threat last night that I'm not going to detail because I don't like to help people terrorize my family. And then at the same time, someone went into the Wikipedia file and said that I'd committed suicide yesterday, coinciding with the death threat. And I was basically told I need to shut up about this case of Raed Hamed, the local Palestinian activist, the American citizen, the school teacher, who the evidence shows was murdered. And then they claimed suicide, even though it was bound and gagged. And last night I started realizing that it probably is a murder because of the threats and other things that were happening. Then I learned this morning about the Wikipedia entry that wasn't done as a joke. You know, it was implied kind of with a criminology type or psychological mindset of, you know, Alex Jones went into his bathroom and was threatening to kill himself. His wife called the police. When he learned that she'd called the police, he did kill himself, which shows a kind of cop or government mind, because that's really how people a lot of times commit suicide, is they're threatening it. I've seen a lot of cases like that in the news, and then someone calls the police, and it escalates, so they commit suicide. And we're trying to track back exactly who did that. We know who basically posted it, the identity, but we're trying to ferret in and drill in and find out who that person is. Now, I got in this morning, and I got a call by pretty much the leader of the Islamic community, well, not pretty much, in Austin, Texas. I'm going to leave it at that. The individual who washed Hamed's body in Islamic custom, it's also Jewish custom, as Jesus was washed, as you know. Ladies and gentlemen, he was tortured. No wonder we're getting death threats over this. People do not want it to come out that they murdered this guy. This is a serious whodunit. And yesterday it broke here on the air with the treasurer of his organization, the last person he talked to via telephone, according to phone records. He told me what appeared to be Israelis with machine guns have been talking to the neighbors. Mr. Hamed had talked to his neighbors. They said that it was foreigners with machine guns asking if they could go in their backyard, that they'd been surveilling him. He had seen them. Oh, man, this is just horrible. And, of course, Israel has said in the Associated Press and in UPI 6 years ago they will kill U.S. citizens on U.S. territory if they aid Palestinians in any way. People ask me to report on this stuff, and I do because it's important. And here we are, tip of the spear, as usual, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why God put me in this position throughout my life, but certainly everything's intensifying, and my heckles have been up, my cackles have been up on the back of my neck since yesterday afternoon with my sixth sense telling me, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, as I sit right here in Austin, Texas, where they threw this guy in the lake, this poor man. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. The other big news is so massive, is so stunning, is so off the charts, is so transparent that when I read this 15 minutes ago, I staggered. I'll tell you about it when we get back. This is a separate subject. This is just unbelievable. When we get back, it's just... The next 4 hours, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be a very important transmission, one of the most important we have ever done. Call everybody you know, tell them to tune in right now. This is massive.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ultra-massive news breaking in T-minus 22 minutes in the suspicious death of Mr. Hamad here in Austin, Texas, the U.S. citizen, Palestinian activist, peaceful, a nonviolent activist, part of the peace group, bound, thrown in the river, very suspicious behavior by the police, first believing it was murder, then suddenly changing their story and saying suicide. We have been contacted by the head of the Austin Islamic Center, the doctor that runs it, who I see on television all the time, who washed his body as Islamic custom. And I talked to him this morning, 5 minutes before airtime, just as I was digesting the massive news, and he said, clearly, signs of torture abuse, which is the same thing we got leaked from people at two different TV stations who are afraid, by the way, to go public. They heard the scanners. I mean, I'm wishing it was suicide. I'm wishing the government wasn't so evil. I'm so tired of it. I'm wishing I didn't have to risk my life doing this, but I'm too far into it to ever back off. It's point of no return. It's like I'm a ship going across the ocean and I'm 75% there. If I turn back, there's no way I'm making it back. And I wouldn't turn back if I could. Okay, here's the big news. Paul Watson, I made him aware of it about 15 minutes ago. He is on it doing a detailed analysis for PrisonPlanet.com that will go up in T-minus 2 hours. This is the highest level priority for InfoWarriors if you choose to take this mission. And I'm not joking when I say that. We have to cram this down the throat of every neocon website, every neocon radio show. We have to pump it into all of the New World Order defense complex media outlets, ABC, Fox, all their message boards, MSNBC, target saturation, hit them everywhere. I need near instant recording of the information I'm about to bring out, and then YouTube uploads with detailed documents over my statements. I do not have the staff to coordinate this. I'm calling on you with your skills out there to do this so we can have a full combined effort on the enemy force with what they've launched. This follows exactly as we predicted in articles last week that it would. This is hidden in plain view, what you are about to hear, ladies and gentlemen. This is Associated Press. This was released 2 hours ago. I learned of it about 25 minutes ago. Al-Qaeda number two, brace yourselves. Al-Qaeda number two says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran. Steve Watson last week for Infowars.net. He does have a degree in political science, a very intelligent man, made the point that Iran was putting out statements and bringing out the fact that many of the Iranian radicals, including those that took hostages, were funded by the CIA to do it and were given arms and weapons to hold the hostages in a staged event. It's like they used the same Islamicist to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in 53, then they put the Shah in. When they got tired of him, they brought in Islamic radicals. It's all staged at the highest levels. And many top political scientists, by the way, believe that, and BBC reporter Greg Palast and many others. This is how cloak and dagger works. And Ahmadinejad showed himself to be an operative when he came out and said that world government was a good thing, when he came out and said 9/11 happened 4 years ago last week. And Steve said, look at how Al-Qaeda and the Shiite-led Iran constantly make statements that help the globalist. Now, remember, last week, Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu came out and publicly stated that 9/11 was good for Israel. Well, yeah, we've got the neocon documents where they said we need massive terror attacks in the U.S. or we can't get our agenda through. We have neocon pundits writing articles for the Philadelphia News saying 9/11 was wonderful. We need another one. We have 3 years ago, before they admitted all this, internal Republican memos saying they need another attack and fast. Gary Hart on the Democratic side of the CFR is calling for the same thing, wrote a threatening letter to Iran, to the rest of the imams who are not controlled, many of them. There's only one camp that is, from the evidence we've got inside Iranian system, saying we will stage attacks and blame it on Iran. Don't think it's because 80% of Americans don't want to attack you that the elements that control the U.S. won't stage events. And then he listed Tonkin, he listed the Maine, he listed a bunch of other events, and said we provocateur. But let me get to the main issue at hand. Remember Colin Powell on the eve of the war was testifying before the UN and Congress, and in Congress, 5 hours before it came out, he testified that Al Jazeera had just aired a new bin Laden tape where he said that he worked with Saddam Hussein. Now, why would bin Laden come out, and even if it was bin Laden, they always just produce these audio tapes out of nowhere, and the media always just says it's real, and then you track it, it's uploaded to neocon or CIA-run websites like Intel Center, admittedly, and Wired Magazine and others have had computer specialists look at the bugs on the video, you know, the scrawl on the bottom, and the Intel Center logo is uploaded at the same time in the same video layer as the so-called Al-Qaeda bugs and the Islamic screed. They have Adam Gadon, the grandson of the ADL head, in English saying he works for Al-Qaeda and is going to attack us. I mean, how dumb do we have to be? How in our face does it have to get? How ridiculous. Right when they need to hear that Al-Qaeda, a radical Saudi Arabian Wahhabist sect, supposedly works a radical subsect of the Wahhabist sect, supposedly worked with the secular CIA-installed Saddam Hussein, who they then backstabbed. Totally ridiculous, admitted to be a fraud now. But on the eve of the war, Colin Powell goes before Congress. We wrote articles about it on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net at the time in 2003, on the eve of the war, and said, even bin Laden admits he works with Saddam. And the media all ran out of the chamber and came back in, and the congressman said, Mr. Powell, Secretary Powell, there's no such tape on Al Jazeera. They'd gotten their time zone off. They're sloppy. They got their time zone. He said, well, it will be soon then. Every time they want to, every time they want to attack Somalia, the neocons do. Al-Qaeda comes out and says, we work with Somalia. Every time, Bush is in trouble, or the neocon agenda is in trouble, bin Laden or Al-Zawahiri releases a new tape, a new audio tape. They've released scores of videotapes that later comes out are re-edits of 1999, 2000, 2001 videos. Remember the national, 3 years ago, they aired all over the U.S., the two lead hijackers supposedly at a bin Laden training camp and showed bin Laden and then showed the crowd and showed close-ups of their faces. And I instantly said, those look like CG. Pixar does a better job of that. It looks like Disney. And then it came out, we broke at InfoWars.net, just linking to the mainstream news, that that had been used in a 2002 British documentary. And on the screen, but they blew it up when our media put it out, it said computer simulation. They cut their heads on to men in the crowd, zoomed in on them, put it out on TV saying it was fake. It was a simulation of them being there, which has its own propaganda effect. People don't notice at the bottom it said simulation. But then by the time it hits our news, they just blow it up a little, zoom in on the video, and cut off that it was a computer rendering. They put computer renderings on TV and say it's real and take it from TV shows where they admit it's fake, thinking we're so dumb or that we don't have the media power to expose it. Now, I'm giving you background, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on and on and on and on. This guy, Al-Qaeda's deputy leader, Al-Zawahiri, is out of Egypt, where they run all the fake Islamic groups. They use the stage terror as a way to keep the corrupt government in power. That's been admitted. Their president, Hosni Mubarak, who's been in there, 30-something years, just constantly uses stage terror as a way to crack down the staged elections, to arrest people, admitted giant torture chambers, totally paid off by the globalist. And they've got this guy who's been an operative since he was 18 years old. Al-Qaeda's number two says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran. So now when you say 9/11's an inside job, the media is so desperate with Jesse Ventura coming out and German former Minister of Defense coming out and Willie Nelson and the best actress, Oscar winner this year, and engineers and scientists and physicists, that now the drumbeat, as the talking point's been for 6 months, if you talk about 9/11 truth, you work for Al-Qaeda. If you talk about 9/11 truth, you're siding with the terrorist. It should be illegal. You should be arrested. You should be tortured. You should be sent to secret camps. That talking point was said on MSNBC, Fox, CNN, all unified in the same week. Government talking point. See the attack pattern. It's 100% guaranteed. We have them wide open. They carried out the attacks. They're running the propaganda offensive. Now, the number two in Al-Qaeda, who always says what they need, who always puts out a press release agreeing with the White House, he comes out and says, now remember, another bin Laden, whether it was real or not, said that he didn't carry out the attacks and it was staged. That got ignored. Then they give you a fat guy in a video saying he did it, and then they do voice print. It's not the same guy, not even the same dialect, not even the same nose. They blurred the video, dark room, major universities, U.S., Canada, England, France, all analyze it. Voice print, it's false. Linguistics, it's false. Speech patterns, false. Video, false. Uploaded in the same format with the government bugs on it, in the same video layers. Hundreds of other points. We'll tell you what this means when we get back on the other side. We're coming in hot. Hi, this is just unbelievable. Number two, Al-Qaeda's number two says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've analyzed what they're doing. There is no doubt this is a 100% proof positive. This piece of propaganda only adds more evidence to the fact that they have totally staged the 9/11 attacks, everything. Al-Qaeda number 2 says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran, AP. Osama bin Laden's chief deputy on Tuesday denied a theory that Israel carried out the September 11th attacks and blamed Iran as a Shiite Hezbollah for spreading the idea to discredit the Sunni Al-Qaeda strike against the U.S. Now notice they state it as if it's a fact in all these propaganda pieces. It's always the same when it's a fake video or fake audio. Then later they admit this. The comments in a recording posted on Islamic website reflected, they won't even give you the Islamic website, because used to they would, and we'd go find it was in Houston or D.C., Virginia, and then you'd find out it was a neocon ADL front. We've got dozens of articles we wrote on that. You can go read them from 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Unbelievable. The comments in the recording posted on the Islamic website reflected an increasing criticism by Al-Qaeda's number two leader. The comments in a recording posted on the Islamic website reflected an increasing criticism by Al-Qaeda's number two leader, Al-Zawahiri, against Iran. He has accused Iran in recent messages of seeking to extend its power in the Middle East, particularly in Iraq, and through its Hezbollah allies in Lebanon. Now listen to this. Here's the key. Later in the article, the authenticity of the two-hour audio recording could not be independently confirmed. Oh, why doesn't the headline say unconfirmed audio? Remember how some kids did a video of chopping somebody's head off in San Francisco and the news for 2 days reported it as real? Because, you see, the media, the operatives at the AP, who are operatives at this high level, they just, you know, they don't talk to the guys that put out the fake vids. They just know it's an operation. They're supposed to put it out. So they got basically false started on that with another fake video. Unbelievable. The authenticity of the two-hour audio recording could not be independently confirmed, but the voice sounded like past audio tapes from the terror leader, and the posting where it was found bore the logo Al-Sanab, Al-Qaeda's official media arm, which they've caught the Intel Center in the same video layer when they do videos. You understand? It's a fact, because they can tell with the pixelation. You can blow it up. We can do it here at our office, and we're not degreed experts in it. You can see blowing up video if something was laid down in the original feed of the video, or it was laid over later. Sticks out like a store thumb in the pixelation layers. You can look at what format the video's in. The computer tells you that, you know, the shape of the pixels, what type of compression. And we deal with video here. But it doesn't matter. The experts have looked at these. I mean, this is mainstream news. It's fake. There's so many other facets to this. An audio tape that they don't say they can prove is real, just like all the fat bin Laden tapes, the rest of it. Now, remember, the FBI, local news, national news, have all reported, the FBI for 6 and almost 7 years, coming up on the 7th anniversary here in about 4 months, will not say that he carried out 9/11 and will not indict him for it. He is not indicted. He is not listed, nothing, for the attacks. He is listed for the coal. Why is that? Now, remember, the BBC and others reported 3 months before 9/11 that in Pakistan, a British ambassador went to see bin Laden in front of the press with the CIA and U.S. military guarding him. Then he went to Dubai for kidney work, and the report is died shortly after 9/11. Bandar Bush, what's his nickname, the former Saudi ambassador to the U.S., best buddies with the Bushes, that's why he's called Bandar Bush. On Larry King one night, Larry King called him a coward and said he was bad, and Bandar said, don't talk about him that way. Don't say bad things about bin Laden. Because, see, over there, the family gets all the contracts, building contracts. You know, they run everything for Mecca, you name it. They then get to be big heroes over there. And Bandar said, you don't talk bad about him, knowing that would be on Saudi TV. Very sophisticated double game, triple game. So we need an article exposing the fact that bin Laden isn't on the FBI most wanted list. Every time they need him to, Al-Zawahiri comes out and says, I mean, it's been over 100 times, I can't even remember them all, where he comes out and always agrees and says, Al-Qaeda is doing quite well. Al-Qaeda launched this attack. You know, Al-Qaeda's working with Iran. Al-Qaeda's fighting Iran to confuse the public. I'm going to cover more of this, but huge breaking news in the mysterious death of Raed Hamad, bound hand and foot, mouth, eyes, thrown into the river. They claim it's suicide. We'll be right back with a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Lock yourselves in. This is huge.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We had the treasurer of Raed Hamed's Palestinian aid organization, Peaceful Peace Group, that tried to bring school books and medicine to the Palestinians. He had told the treasurer of his organization that there had been what appeared to be, and the neighbors told him, Israelis with machine guns around his house, questioning them. UPI reported that Israel said it will kill U.S. citizens that aid Palestinians in the U.S. That was a public government statement. Hamed, of course, disappeared last Tuesday. He was found a few days later in the Colorado River, known as Lady Bird Lake, here in Austin, Texas. We put out the call for witnesses, for family. The family is scared. The school teachers at the school where he was loved, a keyboard teacher, which taught, you know, computer and typing, believe he's been killed. Well, guess what? We have Dr. Ibrahim Dramali, who is the director. He is the director of the Islamic Center of Greater Austin. That is the large main Islamic organization here in Austin, Texas. This is the, you know, this is the main organization, thousands and thousands of members. They have Islamic school, a lot of other things. You know, they are the spokesman who you hear on local news when there is a issue, religious issue, or whenever there's a religious holiday that is Islamic. He washed, as is Islamic custom, it's also the old Jewish custom, like with Jesus, washed the body of Mr. Hammond, who was found bound, arms, legs, mouth, eyes, in the river. I talked to people at two different TV stations who said that it looked like he had marks on him. It looked like he was in agony, that, quote, been tortured. People, of course, were scared to speak out on this show. We said that we had this info. Well, here is the man who did the Islamic washing of him. He is the head of the Islamic Center of Greater Austin, the major Islamic cultural and religious and schooling organization in this major metropolitan city of a million people. He is going to give you the breaking news. And I guarantee you they've tried to tell the media this. We're going to find out why the media didn't report on it. The police, APD, first said they believed he'd been murdered. They then changed it overnight and said he committed suicide. Well, they said, we think he's committed suicide because, and then they tried to cover up what happened with an autopsy. We're not sure. So we go to Ibrahim Dramali, the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin. Thank you for coming on the show, sir. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for emailing us. We're talking to him from the Islamic Center. We, of course, double-checked. He is the director there. We are talking to him from the center. We'll probably even try to have him in studio in the next few days because we're here in Austin. Sir, you've got the floor. Please slowly tell us exactly how he came in, what you saw, what happened.
First, Mr. Jones, good morning, and thank you very much for supporting this issue. What's make me interested to speak with you, actually, you are against the war, and we are, as a Muslim community here, we are against the war every place. And what I saw about Mr. Riyad, his name Riyad, by the way, not Riyad.
Well, you know, as Texans, we can't pronounce things correctly, but go ahead. Riyad.
Mr. Riyad, they brought him here, and they asked me to wash him. And normally, this is our Islamic tradition, we have to wash the deceased. And I entered the room where I was supposed to wash him. He was covered in the plastic bag. The moment I, you know, opened the plastic bag, it was a disaster. What I saw, no one can see. The people with me, they are panicked. They cannot even help. They cannot do anything. And they have experience with this before. But he was cut from the right shoulder all the way to the stomach, and from the left shoulder all the way to the stomach again, and from the stomach all the way to the bladder. And it was left open, and all his flesh and meat and blood coming out. And not only that, in the stomach, actually, there is a big plastic bag, all the stuff inside, you know, put him in a plastic bag. The other thing, his head, from all the back of his skull, is completely cut and empty completely. Empty. And I put, of course, to wash him, it's very hard to wash something like this. His arms, his wrist, it was also open and cut, without not even one stitches to cover to cover these cuts. And it was really a disaster. What I saw, his eyes actually dropped all the way down because there's nothing supporting the eyes inside. Of course, when I watched him, I didn't know what to say. You know, I cannot even sleep since Friday when I watched him. I cannot even sleep. Believe me, I was in panic and I cannot even function.
Please continue. Now, to be clear, I'm sorry about getting the name wrong. I was calling it Riyad, and then people corrected me on the pronunciation. But I'm getting your name pronounced correctly, sir, right?
Yes, you know, Mr. Johns.
Yes.
Well,
listen, I know this is very upsetting to you, doctor, the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin. I was told this by two different people at TV stations who heard the first police feeds over the scanners, but people are scared to go public. You're now the eyewitness who washed him, and I know this is very hard for you to talk about. What is it like for you to know that the media and the police are covering this up?
That's what makes me really sad. That makes me very sad. This man, he is really very honorable, very good man. And I heard about him from some other places. I heard about him from friends. I heard about him from students. He taught some students here we have. And when I heard about him, and then I watched him on Google, and it was really, he's a good man. He tried to help the children, nothing else but children. He's a person against the war. He's not with the war. He's not supporting any terrorist organization. I saw his family. For first time I meet his family, I met his kids. It's so sad for some to lose their father like this. And I saw his son. When his son crying, I put myself in that place. I am also peace activist. And I say, you know what? I am next. I was giving speech, in my prayer, in a Friday prayer. I was giving the lecture. And I said to the people, this is a disaster. And if we keep quiet for something like this, we are next. Well, absolutely, we are next. And anybody, I worry about you, Mr. Johns. You all always fight for against the war, and everybody against the war now. He's threatened to be killed just like this.
I was death threatened last night. I don't really like talking about it because it upsets my wife. It only makes me commit more. It makes her commit more, but it's very upsetting to her. We have small children. At the same time, they went on my Wikipedia file and said that I'd committed suicide last night.
Uh-oh. That is the sign. They accuse him that he's... by the way, for your information, Islamically, it's prohibited to kill yourself. We, as a Muslims, we're looking for a paradise. And when we kill ourselves, in Quran said, whoever kill himself, he will have an eternal life in hellfire. So there is no way for any Muslim to think about killing himself. I really don't believe that at all. Someone, he have a 4 master degrees, he's pursuing for his PhD. Why someone working for a PhD to go and kill himself? It doesn't make sense to me. It's really a disaster. Believe me, I'm afraid myself. And I'm going.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this murder. And then their arrogant cover-up, like, we're so stupid, we won't see through it. Now, I want to go back. Who brought you the body? How many days after he had been taken, or was it the same day after he'd been taken out of the water? They'll try to spin it and claim they'd done an autopsy. Had they done an autopsy? Please tell us about the chain of custody of Mr. Riad's body.
Mr. Johns, when the autopsy is not like this. I am in the field of science too, and when you take an autopsy for somebody, at least you cover it back. You take some certain area.
I understand. You sew them back up. You don't bash the brain in. Cut the body open in all those places. I understand. I want to be clear on record. What day he was taken out of the water? What day you got him?
We got him Friday, 11:00 a.m. Friday, and I think I heard he was taken from the water on Thursday, but we got him in the mosque here in the Islamic Center. We took him on Friday, and I received him at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so to be clear, you got him less than 24 hours later, and they had not done an autopsy?
No, he was, actually, I took him after the autopsy. I took him here, and I watched him after the autopsy.
Okay, great, but these cuts and the bashed-in head were not indicative of an autopsy, because they'll try to spin this. Describe specifically, sir, what you saw.
I saw they cut him from the right shoulder to the stomach exactly, and the left shoulder to the stomach, from the stomach all the way to the bladder, and his head, the skull, is completely open, and his left arm also from the wrist all the way to the top to the half of his arm, it was open. And big cuts, just like cutting the whole body in reality.
Okay, did it look surgical, or was it left?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so it was jagged wounds?
What is that? I'm sorry?
Were the cuts in straight lines, or were they jagged?
No, it is a straight line. It is a straight line exactly, but it is not normal cut. Like, I have a surgery. I have a kidney surgery, and I can tell the difference.
No,
anybody
I understand.
Can tell the difference.
I understand. I mean, did you call him and say... be specific. Yes. This was not then from the autopsy. What else did you see on his body?
I saw his hand. It is very dark. Just like very dark. Just like very black. I saw his head. Part of his head is not part shaved and part is not shaved. I saw in the body also. His bruises in the face I saw also. Yeah.
And there are other witnesses to this, but you said they were so, it was so horrible that they panicked and ran out of the room?
Yes, believe me, they cannot wash him with me. I have to bring some other people to help me to wash him because the blood comes out and blood, and we have to stop the blood. And we have no other choice just to have like iron tape and seal those cuts. And it's very, 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 very hard for us to do this. It's unbelievable. I never saw something like this in my life, be honest with you.
And you said his eyes were coming out of his head?
His eyes dropped down. And I didn't open his eyes because it was like some stick, like a glue on it or something like this.
Unbelievable.
Yes,
now,
it is.
Now, the media...
Since Friday until today, I cannot even forget what I saw. It is something very, very, very hard. Very hard.
Now, you say that his head was it cut open or bashed open?
Oh, it's open. It's cut all the way. The skull cut was just like a sword. And empty everything, like no brain, no nothing inside in the head. Only the skull. A skull with the hair. That's all what I saw.
That sounds like a cover-up, like they may have shot him in the head or something and taken the brain. This is... have you called the police and called for an investigation? What have they said to you?
We are actually having a committee right now from the Islamic Center, and we're going to just fight for this. We're not going to keep quiet as a Muslim community. We are doing a committee right now, and this committee, we're going to just call the police, call the FBI, call the hospital, who cut him like this, who lifted him like this, because this is not, it is against our religion 100% what we saw. They cannot do something like this to any person. It is a barbaric act. That's what I saw exactly, is a barbaric act.
Okay, to be clear, doctor, you believe that this was done previous to the autopsy? You believe he was tortured?
I don't know that, but you never know. You never know.
Well, I mean, they sew you up when they do an autopsy. You're saying it was all laying
open.
He did it not.
They left it open in a barbaric way. You know, honestly, just like somebody eating the body. It is the flesh and all the flesh and the blood outside the skin. You know, it is really, I wish I can just like take a picture
but
with that.
But they always, I mean, there's even state.
Mr. Johns.
Well, there's even state regulations on this. They're supposed to sew a body up after... Even if they're going to cremate it, this is bizarre. Did you take any photos?
Unfortunately, we're not allowed Islamically to do that. In Islamically, we cannot take a photo and show it. But I did that, and just to show the proof and why they did something like this to someone of us. But Islamically, we cannot do something like this.
But you have the witnesses. Who brought his body to you?
Some agency, they carry him here straight. Just like funeral agency.
And was it from the county medical examiner or the Austin coroner?
I really didn't know which one of them. I can confirm that for you next week, and I have all the information, and I can call you with that, Mr. Johns.
What was it like for you after you saw what had happened to his body?
I'm sorry?
What was it like for you after you witnessed what his body looked like?
Oh, you know the witness. The guy, he's another imam in another mosque here in Austin. When we opened the body, he opened his eyes and his mouth, and he was like a froze. He cannot even, he was panicked. And then I looked at him, his face changed. And he said, I didn't know what to do, Dr. Darimali. And I said, don't worry, I will wash him. I was panicked myself. And the other guy, he's an old fellow. And he said, I didn't know. I never saw something like this in my life.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like this is a message to you to leave him all laid open and cut open with his guts were all hanging out in the bag. Or
believe me, Mr. Jones, I say that in my lecture, on my ceremony. I say this is a message for all Muslims. And whoever works against the war, for peace activists, this is a message for all of us.
Now you say he had bruises on his face. Did it look like he'd been beaten?
It looks some bruises. I don't know if it's beating or because of the water or some clots. And I really cannot tell because we are panicked. You know, you cannot just.
What does the family think happened to him?
Unfortunately, the family is very afraid. All of them, no exceptions. I tried to speak with them, and unfortunately, you know, they are really panicked. They are very afraid. You know, Mr. Johns, what's going on to the Muslims after September 11 is disaster. If we are accused with anything we do, even kids playing with the water gun, their family arrested. Water gun. You know what's water gun? I took my kids to the Toys R Us, and my son, he want to have a water gun. I said, no, we're not allowed to do that. I said, Dad, we are American. And I said, yes, we are American, but we are special.
So stay there, doctor. Doctor, stay there. We've got a break. I want to come back and talk to Dr. Ibrahim Dramali, who is our guest today. We're talking about the suspicious death of Riyad. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Ibrahim Dramali is our guest. We're talking about Riyad Hamid. I mean, they always sew you up, unless they were trying to cover up things. It looked like he had bruises on him, all sliced open, cut open, in a bag with everything hanging out. This is just an incredibly insulting and abusive move, whether it was from torture or an autopsy or what. This is a massive cover-up. Sir, the police first said they believed he'd been murdered. Then they spun it and said that he killed himself. They claim they have a tape showing him walking down to the river, but they won't release it. It doesn't show him supposedly jumping in. What do you think happened here?
As I said, Mr. Johns, he's a Muslim, and he knows very well he cannot kill himself. As with the Muslims, we don't kill ourselves, we don't kill innocents. As God mentioned in the Quran, said, whoever killed himself, he will have an eternal life in hellfire. Plus, Mr. Riyadh, Mr. Hamad, he's pursuing for a PhD, and he has kids and family, and he has a mission in his life. It doesn't make sense to anybody, regardless who is that person, Muslim, Christian, or Jews, that he will kill himself with this kind of things going on in his life.
What?
Overall, yesterday, actually, we have some friends. His friends came and visited me. And just to thank me because what I did, and I asked him. I said, "He was a religious person," and he said he's a Muslim. He's a regular Muslim, and he knows very well killing themselves it is prohibited.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of these murder suicides where the authorities claim that you've committed suicide, and it's always the same MO. They don't quote the family member, they don't quote the friend, they just vaguely say, "Yeah, he'd been upset." And then they kill you and make it look like that you killed yourself. But in this case, Gary Webb exposed CIA drug dealing. They shot him twice in the head. And then the police said, oh, it's normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. That's a quote. They said they see it all the time, which there is no known case of it. I actually looked it up in criminology, in some of the criminology lexicons and encyclopedias that are online. And there's no known real cases of it. There's cases of people shooting themselves multiple times in the chest who are crazy. But the power of blowing his own jaw off, then shooting himself in the head. And we saw a cop of the year who exposed the government bombing Oklahoma City. They tortured him to death, shot him twice in the back of the head, claimed it was suicide. Why do you think they would go so far as to then send you the body all sliced up when that's not by law? The coroner has a procedure. They're supposed to sew him back up, even if this was just the coroner.
You know something else? I think by the law also they have to take a permission from the family to do that.
That's right. You have to get permission.
They have to have a permission from the mosque because it's a religious issue he was talking about.
Let me stop you. This is absolutely key. You have to get permission from the family for an autopsy generally, and this was in less than 24 hours. The point is that this is very – they would always sew him back up.
Yeah. Well, he was not. He was not like it open – and believe it or not, it's not like a normal cut. It is absolutely not a normal cut. And it is straight, yes. But if you look at that, the flesh and the meat comes out of the body. You know, it's something just like things you see it in an animal channel, Discovery, in the jungle. That's what I saw. Something in the jungle, somebody, an animal attacking another animal or animal attacking a human being or something like this.
So he was just ripped to shreds.
Absolutely, yes, Mr. Jones.
We're going to call you back on your cell phone because you've got to get out of your office for a moment. We're going to call you back right now. We're going to put you on hold, sir. Please give the network your cell phone number. We'll be right back with Dr. Ramali in 70 seconds as we go into the second hour. You wanted us to investigate this. We are investigating it. We will continue to investigate it no matter how dangerous.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is so much global news. There are so many things I want to cover. Just a massive transmission lined up for you today. Sully Castillo, raided, being set up, former DEA agent. We're going on a Showtime documentary. They even made fun of him and said he shouldn't have done the documentary about government drug dealing. He'll be in studio with us in an hour and a half into the fourth hour today. Right now for this segment, part of the next, and I've got all this other huge news, we are joined by Ibrahim Dramali, Dr. Ibrahim Dramali. He is the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin, the largest Islamic organization here in Austin. He washed the body of Riyad Hamid, who was bound, gagged, thrown in the river. Police first reported over scanners. They believed he'd been murdered. For a day, they said that. Then they put out a release that, well, they thought he bound himself and killed himself. And it looks like he was tortured. Looks like he was. That's what I got from people that were at TV stations, was that, yeah, it looked like he was in great pain, like he was cut, that he was had been hurt. And people can try to rationalize that and say, oh, well, it was bumping into rocks and things in the river. It's a very slow-moving, dirt-bottomed river over there. It's not like it, you know, it moves about a mile an hour or less. I mean, in a day, he only moved, what, 500 yards, they were saying. To give you an idea of this lazy river, because it's a dam. It's Colorado River. It's dammed up for the city. Now they get the body, and the coroner supposedly had it, and everything's sliced, bashed open, brain's gone, huge slices everywhere. Were these slices into muscle? Like saying it starts on an arm, did it just gouge into the muscle? I hate to get detailed here, sir, but you watched the body, you saw it. I mean, were these just, because if it was a coroner, it would just be a slice into the skin, opening the skin up to see the innards, or was it gouged in? I mean, describe that for me, doctor.
The one especially in the middle, they put all instants and whatever inside the stomach in a plastic bag, and they put the plastic bag inside the body, inside the stomach again. And the one from the shoulder, you know, that where the, all the muscles come out of the body, completely out of the body, and it looks like, I don't know if you have your splatter, some kind of goat or animal, and exactly is the same way when you wash some kind of animal. You kill an animal or something, exactly the same. You're saying
it looked like he'd been stabbed through the top of the shoulder down into the heart?
It looks like this cut.
Yeah, for those that don't know, with a large blade, what you do is you stab somebody right below the collarbone on the front in that opening, you know, right above the collarbone, just straight down into the heart. Is that what you're saying, doctor?
From the shoulder all the way to the stomach, in the middle of the stomach, exactly. Where is the stomach between the two, the lung?
You're saying an internal puncture?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And this is, you know, all the way, and it's often just like, you know, the symbol, peace symbol, exactly the same way. Like, and only one rope in the middle, catching all those skins together. And left everything open. His head, you know, Mr. John, is really, really is. If you saw it, I didn't know that his head was cut because it was like laying down on his back. And I felt something cracked, mixed sound. And when I looked, I tried to move his head, part of his head, half of his head completely in my hand. I said, oh, my God. It is a disaster. I really start to cry. And I look at that. I didn't know the person before. And when I read the newspaper in the morning, before I know that he's coming to the mosque for walking, I read about him, I Googled him, and I said, oh my God, look at that. And this is anybody who works for peace. It'll be, I said to the people, my people.
Okay, stay there. Final segment, sir. We got to break real fast. We'll be right back with you, doctor. Unbelievable. And now they've got Al Qaeda out saying that 9/11 truth works for Iran. The CIA's working overtime.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin, Ibrahim Dirmali. Dr. Ibrahim Dirmali. I was asking him during the break if he tried to talk to the media. He says they have a committee together. They're going to put out a press release, but that they've been contacted by TV stations and hadn't talked to them yet, I guess because he told me during the break, because they've been not telling the truth. What is the truth, you know, in summation? Any other key points, doctor, and why you didn't talk to the other media, but you talked to us?
Mr. Jones, unfortunately, as Muslims, we have a very bad experience with the media, especially me, myself, personally. A lot of people attack me sometimes, and the media, they never say the truth. Only one newspaper and one radio station in Iowa say the truth. Somebody fight for against the war, just like you, and he is the only one. And believe me, he was attacked from everyone in Iowa. So I don't want to speak with them. Some TV stations, they try to contact me. Unfortunately, I don't want to speak with them because they never say the truth. and I don't trust him at all. While I was listening to your show, I believe you really work for peace, and you want really the peace in this country. So that's why I will have the courage to speak with you.
Well, we do appreciate your courage, and I hadn't talked to you before. I didn't know that you saw this the same way. His body all cut up like that, which violates state regulations and law. His body all cut up, and you said that you believe.
Mr. Jones, I was in two states before Texas. I was in Florida before. I was in Iowa before. Before anything happened like this, something happened like this, you know, somebody got killed, or somebody had an accident. They almost could accident. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Continue. We just had a little cutout in our line to you. Go ahead. Please continue.
Yeah. Normally, the agency, the hospitals, the police, they contacted the Islamic Center before they do anything. They contact the Islamic Center before even contact his family first, and they see what is the procedures to do. But I found out, unfortunately, this is the only place here in Austin. They just did whatever they want without take permission from the family or for us as a religious leader in the area. They're supposed to contact him. They know very well he's a Muslim, and he's supposed, you know, they're supposed at least what is the procedures, what to do. There is to respect that soul. To respect the human being.
Well, I hope that they don't take me, torture me, tie me up, throw me in the river, and then the local coroner cut my body all up, or maybe it was cut up before, not sew me up and give me bag, you know, liquefied with my guts hanging out in a bag. I mean, this is just hateful and vicious, and a vicious message to everyone, kind of like Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
You know, Mr. Jones, we, as a Muslim community here in Austin, we are panicked. We are afraid. The people, every place I go now, people come to the mosque speaking with me and say, Dr. Darmali, we have to do something. I say, yes, we do. We have to do something. That's why. But everybody in just like shock situation. Honestly, it is not easy for us, Mr. Jones, to, you know, something like this.
Sir, you've certainly heard that his partner, who's the treasurer of his Charity for Children, who he talked to last, has said that Israelis with machine guns had been around his house. His neighbors told him that. Men with foreign accents with machine guns, who they believe were Israeli. And then Israel has said they will kill U.S. citizens inside the U.S. Were you aware of that?
No, but I don't. It's not strange. I didn't hear it yet, but it's not strange to me. You know, there is a person writing about Muslims. His name is Joe Kaufman. This man, not every single Muslim working for the Islam, especially for Palestine, especially supporting the Palestinian cause. This man writing about them, believe me, our government, they know very well this man is a dangerous for America. Dangerous for America, and they do nothing to him. Absolutely nothing to him. Believe me, the FBI director in Iowa came to me once, and he said, oh, this man, Dr. Thurman, is crazy. So what you didn't do anything for the crazy person. He is absolutely against America, and he is absolutely free. No one can touch him. And his name is Joe Kaufman. He has a website called American Against Hate, and in reality, American for Hate. Why this man is free? This man actually supporting, wrote about Riyadh, an article about Riyadh. And about the Riyadh organization, he wrote an article. I checked it. I googled it this morning, and I was shocked the way he speaking about Riyadh, like supporting Hamas, supporting terrorism, supporting this and supporting that.
Oh, he said he said that Mr. Hamad was supporting terrorists when there's no evidence of that.
Yes. I always say that. You know, you can check his site, and if you Google Hamad and Daniel Biba wrote about him. Because Daniel Biba and Joe Kaufman is in the same page. In the same page. We really, as an American, we must wake up for some people like this. We must really take an action for something like this. We really have to understand who is right and who is wrong. Unfortunately, after September 11, unfortunately, we condemn that. It is against the Islam. And
well,
the
it was a staged event, sir.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, still attacking Muslims until today. Even if you are against it, even if you condemn, even if it is against the Islam, and still the people attacking us. You know, Mr. John,
Yes.
We are Americans. We are Americans just like everybody else, and we must have our rights as an American.
I understand. Doctor, I want to talk to you more in the days to come as this develops. Ibrahim Damali, Dr. Ibrahim Damali, the head of the Islamic Center of Greater Austin, austinmosque.org is the website. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, and be careful, okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, last night, I don't want to get into the details, I got a very vicious death threat. And then I got up this morning and Paul Watson said, have you seen this? It was a link to Wikipedia. And it wasn't the normal, I'm a drug addict or I'm a criminal vandalization of my Wikipedia page. It was someone trying to put something out that, you know, sounded plausible, which is, happens in a lot of cases. Somebody who knew criminology, knew psychology, because I've seen a lot in cases of the same thing where these crises escalate in the real world. It said, in fact, I printed it this morning. It's somewhere in my stack. It said Alex Jones, we're going to write an article about it, was, you know, fighting with his wife last night, and he went in the bathroom and had a gun and was threatening to kill himself. His wife called the police. When she did, he escalated it and shot himself in the head. He's dead. And it was written to sound official. Alex Jones dead. We're going to find out who did it because that's terroristic. That's a crime. You can track back whose identity did it. They have to register with Wikipedia. And I think I might just litigate that because that's terroristic. Probably lead back to a neocon website or something, you know, that uploads the Al-Qaeda videos in the same video format with the same video overlay as the Al-Qaeda graphics. That's admitted. Mainstream news. They make these. It's so sick. The neocons brag that 9/11 helped them. The British brag. The Israelis brag it helped their police state. It helped launch the wars. They said Saddam was behind the attacks. They admit that's not true. Every time they need somebody to come out and say something, number two, Al-Qaeda says it. Here's the article on prisonplanet.com. I'm asking everybody to get this out to everyone today. Because they are now, they've already been saying for 6 months, now this is the official announcement. 9/11 Truth works for Al-Qaeda. Now they're saying we work for Iran and that we're terrorists. And they have provocateurs showing up at Ground Zero with signs saying 9/11 Truth was behind the bombing of the recruitment center. I mean, they're pulling all sorts of stunts. They've had the police show up and people that security guards that work for Silverstein and calling fake bomb threats on Luke Radowski. I mean, folks, we're on the front lines for you. And all we're asking you to do is to realize that the enemy's coming after us with major propaganda offenses after 9/11 Truth because a lot of bigwigs are going public. A lot of heavy hitters are going public. If we take sponsored terror away from the New World Order, state-sponsored terror, globalist false flag terror, that's one of their main ace in the holes. They're going to have to just play a king of hearts or something on us. They need that ace of spades. Because we got ace cards, too. We got top cards as well, called the truth and called the people and history and God. So they are desperate. They want to now say we're terrorists. Doesn't matter how stupid it is. You know, they said Saddam, their CIA creation, was Al-Qaeda. The public is mindless. Not all of them now. They don't trust them as much as they did. This is life and death, folks. I think they're trying to discredit 9/11 Truth now because they're getting ready to stage something. This is red level. I said to my office last night, I said, I've never felt this much concern. I've never been this frosty. I don't know. We may be able to stop them launching something if we get the word out now. Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA sock puppet Zahari claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. Intelligence stooge unleashes another PR stunt on behalf of neocons. But, Paul, I know we might make the point that AP admits, but later in the article, that they can't even prove it's real. It's all they do audio instead of video now because they get caught putting making the video themselves through voice print, through video analysis, through the graphics they lay on in the same layer as the CIA run. The three guys that run it are all former CIA, of course, current and defense intel guys, and it's just so sick. You want to investigate 9/11 folks, there's some places we ought to be looking. That's all I can tell you right there. Al Qaeda sock puppet Zohari claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. AP says the authenticity of the two-hour audio recording couldn't be independently verified. Oh, they won't even say what website it came from because we always track it back to the government. We're going to read the story by Paul Watson. I need you to get this out massively. Go completely insane with this. Your whole email list, every news site, we need to get this out now. This is an emergency.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory tests proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m., working hard to fight the New World Order. There's plenty of time to rest when we're all dead. But as for me, I'm going to fight now while I'm alive. You found it. The tip of the spear. The InfoWar. You were looking for the rebellion, the resistance. You're here. All right, reading Paul Watson's article, which I need put out of the Four Winds ASAP. LCIA to sock puppet Al-Zahari claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. Intelligence stooge unleashes another PR stunt on behalf of neocons. LCIA to sock puppet Al-Zahari has quoted in a alleged audio tape released today, accusing Iran of being behind 9/11 conspiracy theories, and another crude public relations stunt designed to generate hostile opinion towards the 9/11 truth movement because it's threatening to collapse them. That's why you got liberals and others trying to co-opt the movement into socialism and the rest of it right now. They're going to fail, too. It's decentralized. You can't centralize it. You can't get control of it. You can't stop it. They want to centralize 9/11 truth so they can decapitate it. That's an inside op. The tape had been promised 3 weeks ago by a monitoring group, Intel Center, the ones that upload fake videos. We have a link to that, who had been caught in the past putting out fake and misleading al-Qaeda material via the alleged media arm of the terrorist organization, and was finally released today. The setup revolved around Al-Zahari's responding to questions submitted by the public via the internet. But they won't say the website. The Intel Center just magically, the ones caught uploading fake videos, admittedly fake, but they always magically have it. Oh. One of the questioners asked about the theory that was circulated in the Middle East and elsewhere that Israel was behind the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon, reports the Associated Press. I want to stop right there. This is about two things. Saying 9/11 truth is al-Qaeda or slash Shiite Iranian, and that this all came from Iran, you're anti-American if you say it. But it's also about making Israel behind it. The media, for almost 7 years since it happened, always, if you question the official story, said you're talking about Israel and Israel only, and tried to tie it to anti-Semitism. Now, previously, it was a minority that believed Israel was involved. Now, I'd say a larger minority believes Israel and Israel only, when Israel couldn't have acted alone. I have no doubt that elements of Israel weren't involved in it, just as British were involved. Same thing with the London. They're all together. That gives none of them free ride. It means they're all involved, all equally, because this is a massive government operation. So, it's just amazing. So now they also want to make it about that, to make it the big taboo of anti-Semitism, to shut down and to chill effect big Hollywood stars, governors, politicians, scientists, German defense ministers, Italian presidents. This is a panic. Notice they're the ones that always say that. They're not afraid of people thinking Israel did it. They could care less. Benjamin Netanyahu comes out and says, boy, this sure helped us, wanting it to be about that. Their own documents say they want Israel to be attacked. That makes their people and psychology get even more under their control. This is very sophisticated. You got to play chess instead of checkers, folks. Oh, it doesn't matter. You've got it all figured out, some of you, don't you? One of the questioners asked about the theory that the... You just go to some random website and Zakari supposedly answers your questions. I mean, come on. One of the questioners asked about the theory that was circulated in the Middle East and elsewhere that Israel was behind the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon, reports the Associated Press. Al-Zahari accused Hezbollah's Al Manor Television of starting the rumor. Oh, really? They just started talking about it a few years ago, and I've been saying it's before the attack? It's me. It came from me, government, and you know it. The purpose of the lie is clear, to suggest that there are no heroes among the Sunnis who can hurt America as no else did the history. Iranian media snapped up this lie and repeated it, he said. So now it's the Iranians. As anyone with even a superficial knowledge of the 9/11 truth movement can attest to, the sock puppet Zawahiri's claims that Iran was the first to question the official 9/11 story is completely ludicrous. We wrote a story about that last week. We saw the scripting last week. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's recent bumbling comments about 9/11, the date of which he cannot even accurately remember, was music to the ears of neocons who seized upon statements as fodder to debunk the 9/11 truth movement. Zawahiri's single-sentence retort and the fact that it has been used to generate headlines that link alternative theories about 9/11 with those evil Iranians is a clear smear effort. That's all they can ever do is tie you to terrorists. Oh, you think the government's terrorist? You're a terrorist. You're with them. Oh, you caught cops provocateuring. You must be a terrorist. You've been caught. The people know it's too late for you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
There's going to be a massive news blitz from about 45 after right through to the bottom of the next hour when former DEA agent, big contributor in the new Showtime special American Drug War, when he joins us bottom of the next hour, in about an hour, he'll be with us into the new fourth hour we're doing. There is just so much. I'm going to finish up with Al-Qaeda number two says 9/11 theory that it's an inside job propagated by Iran. And it's just some audio tape on a website that the Intel Center, caught bringing out fake videos, has put out. It's just, these people never end. I mean, they have the grandson of the head of the ADL, Adam Gadon, out claiming he's American Al-Qaeda in videos in English to us. I mean, let me see if Watson put Adam Gadon in this article. I'm just now reading it, you know, because he wrote this in response to my ranting first hour. I just can't handle it anymore. It's so obvious. We're going to cover that. In California, certain elitists are allowed to not obey the laws. That's now mainstream news. I've got news stacked up here that is all so insane. I didn't even cover yesterday's insane news because we're so busy covering everything else that's going on. But you know what? In amongst all of this, we couldn't bring you this show without our sponsors. I want you to know that. And the sponsorship of this show is PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. 15 cents a day, you get all 18 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, every weekly TV report I do in studio here in Austin, my Sunday show videotaped, the fourth hour of this show, and some days even more, like yesterday and today, we'll have an hour and a half, 2 hours of the vid cam on with the document cam, the guest cam, the cam on me, exclusive video clips, sneak peeks that'll be streamed to you, then archiving of it on PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you want to see the video of the radio show, and the radio show turns into a radio/TV show in the fourth hour. And your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, by the way, also makes this broadcast possible. So please also think about signing up for that. Think about getting American Drug War, The Last White Hope, that I consulted on and I'm in, that's showing on Showtime. We have it. It's not even in stores till the 24th of next month. We have it now. Only place, discounted, out of the gates, American Drug War, 3 hours of extras, two-hour film. We have Washington, You're Fired by William Lewis, the new America Freedom to Fascism. I'd call it part two of that. Unbelievably good. Washington, You're Fired, Infowars.com. But another sponsor who makes this show possible is World War II Chemical Corps officer Marty Schachter, 60-plus years running the family-owned business. He started with his father in 1947. He runs it now with his son and his son. And they were organic soap before anybody knew what that was. From the old days when they got rid of it, and he was a specialist in chemicals, so he knew how deadly it was, the ingredients on soap. So him and his dad got together and had an original soap company made out of vegetable and fruit oils. And it's 85% off supermarket prices. And so we believe in having great sponsors that actually save you money. My wife loves this stuff. The whole office loves it. Call and get the tote bag, the sampler bag, shipped to you. It's massively discounted. Basically, it costs just to get you to try it, to find out, or get a free brochure, get a free color catalog from them, or call, get a six-month year supply, save 85% off what the oil companies, that's right, the oil companies basically own the detergent soap companies. It's not really soap. It eats your clothes, gives you rashes, very toxic. Most asthma is caused by it. Major studies on that. It's toxic waste. It's what's left over from the oil refineries, mainly. And I have family that works in them, folks. I knew that when I was a little kid. They separated it all out. And I'm going to shut up and bring Marty up. Marty, folks need to give you a call.
Good morning, Alex. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you here, my friend. Look, I have you up once a month. I fiercely believe in your product. A lot of my listeners have checked you out. You usually read a letter from them. You get them every day. This is a type of soap you leave under your arms. It doesn't burn you, but it cleans you because it's not a chemical weapon. Will you explain that to people?
Well, in making soap, you want it to be what they call neutral, a pH of neutral, which is 7. When you get higher than that, you get into alkali, it starts burning, or you get below 7 into 5 or 4 or 3, it becomes acetic and also burns. We try to keep the products like the shampoo and the dish soap as neutral, as harm-free as possible. And, you know, let's get down to Earth. Today is Earth Day, and we want products to be made for the Earth, Earth-friendly soap. That's what we make. And I know that most people are tired of supporting those multi-billion chemical companies like Procter, Colgate, Lever. They give you destruction, not only of the earth, but of your clothing, skin, and wallet.
And meanwhile, they're behind the phony environmental movement with a carbon tax on humans instead of giving people real things that really are good for the earth.
Exactly. That's what's happening out there. And we want people to have a choice, freedom of choice. Choice instead of these harmful detergents, choice of pure soap for their bathing, for their shaving, for their all-purpose cleaning, for their baby, for their home, for everything that touches. This is the kind of products we specialize in, we promote, we market, and we appreciate going to all the Alex Jones listeners and sharing the good life with them.
Well, you really do save 85% off. I would imagine it's more now with all the oil costs going up for the petrochemicals people wash their hair with and put on their babies and the rest of it. But everybody knows that with a baby, you've got to go out and get organic now or get the weaker stuff because it breaks them out and hurts them. It's doing the same thing to adults. Explain what's in your products versus what is in the big chemical company stuff.
We basically make our products from coconut oils of the highest grade, vegetable oils of the USP grade, that means United States pure. We blend it together. We don't use perfumes, which are toxic. We use juices from fruits, juices from coconuts, juices from oranges, juices from lemons, juices from apples. This is what gives it the aroma, but it rinses freely, doesn't leave any residue on the towels, in the air, or on your skin. And this, to us, is the future of cleansing. We're a very small company. We're not a big corporation. We're a family partnership. But we have the knowledge, the expertise, and the information to share with you in our free catalog or in our miniature tote bag for you to exclusively try something that'll blow your mind. You've never used anything like this. We're the only company in the country producing products of this quality, of this cost value. You're not only going to use these products, you're not only going to love these products, you're going to have something in your home that you're going to really, really love.
Now, Marty, until about 5-6 years ago, you were only a wholesaler to finer hospitals and hotels. And I'd actually been in a nice hotel one time and seen some of your bar soap. And then you got convinced by the network, by the sales manager who was a fan of your products, because he was into organic stuff, to try marketing direct. That's why people get your stuff so inexpensive. You're cutting out the middleman. You're cutting out the tens of billions that the big chemical companies use and all their propaganda and advertising. This is just high-quality stuff. Please give the listeners your phone number twice.
Area code 510-638-7091 or 800-340-7091. That's your toll-free number, 800-340-7091.
Or five-star soap, that's five, the number five. Fivestarsoap.com, fivestarsoap.com. We have a big banner on JonesReport.com, a banner on Infowars.com. You cannot miss the Calbin Pure Soap. CalbinPureSoap.com or fivestarsoap.com. Go there, check it out. And it also hurts the New World Order. I mean, everything they do is a fraud. They take real soap away, make it a chemical byproduct that makes you sick, dries your skin out, hurts you. I mean, it's everything they do. You can go back to what they had before. I mean, just wait till you get one of these bar soaps and smell the almond and cherry essence that's in it. Give them the number again.
800-340-7091. That's or 1-800-340-7091. We have three lines for you to get into us. If it's busy, please call back. We want to hear from you. If you've got any kind of cleaning problem, let us take care of it for you. We're here for you. We're here for Alex. We're here for quality, low cost, and safety.
Now you're in Oakland, California, where you've been since 1947. How late are you open? What would that be, like 4:30, 5 o'clock Pacific?
A line is open 24 hours, 24/7. If we miss your call, we'll call you back. No problem. Call us anytime. You could use the web anytime to get contact with us. We anxiously await to hear from you.
Well, changing our lifestyle, you know, I know cell phones are bad for me, so I have cut back probably 95-97%. I just use it to listen to messages now, and I've even kind of gotten out of that habit, so there's like 30 messages on there right now, but I know it gives you brain tumors, so I've almost completely stopped, and so has my wife. It took a year or so to train myself to get off of it because I had habitualized it. We've totally gotten away from anything that isn't organic in the house now. 95% of the food we eat, every once in a while we eat out, maybe once a week, twice a month. I mean, sometimes we don't eat out even that much. We're cutting, you know, all the non-organic food out of our thing. I mean, it just takes making the decision And you also take the money away from the New World Order. You know, stop taking the local paper that's filled with New World Order propaganda. You know, we change the way we live one step at a time, and you do that by, and by the way, we still go to Central Market and Whole Foods, the big, quote, organic grocery stores here in town, where about half of it's really organic at Central Market. And the organics are three, four, five times, sometimes five times, but usually about twice what the toxic detergents are that they don't sell at Whole Foods. With Marty, it's different. It's 85% off organic. So you usually pay a premium for organic, not with Marty. That is, I think, a key selling point that you don't make and that I don't make the point enough, Marty, is that you are less than the toxic stuff and a lot less than the mainline organic. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, we eliminated the middleman. We eliminated the broker. We eliminated the distributor. We go directly by United Parcel at the lowest contract rate. All this adds up to savings for the consumer, savings for Alex Jones listeners. That's our goal.
Fivestarsoap.com. Give me a limerick there, Marty.
Yes, I have one, but this is by popular demand. I have to repeat this, plus it's new encore. It goes like this. There was an old man of Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket, but his daughter, named Nan, ran away with a man. And as for the bucket, Nantucket. I followed the pair to Pawtucket, the man and the girl and the bucket. And he said to the man, "You're welcome to Nan, but as for the bucket, Pawtucket." Then the pair followed Paw to Manhasset, where he still held the cash as an asset. And Nan and the man stole the money and ran. And as for the bucket, man has it.
Unbelievable. Marty Schachter, good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet, my friend. Just unbelievable. Marty is so funny. Okay, back to the really, really serious news here that I have in front of me. For those that don't know, I want to make this point again, and I think Paul needs to add this. I don't expect him to whip everything up. And he does cover some of it, but there's just so many points, so many frauds, so many lies. I don't know how he could cover it all. They are now putting out a talking point for 6 months that 9/11 truth works for Al-Qaeda. Now they've had Al-Qaeda and another fake tape released by the Intel Center come out. And, I mean, they don't even, the AP admits in the bottom of the article that, oh, well, it's not been proven. We don't even know where it came from. I mean, I could talk in Arabic, you know, learn the lines and read it onto the web, and they'd come out and say it was true. I mean, how many ADL grandson heads do we have threatening us with turbans on their heads? I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. It's just so arrogant. There's so much bravado. And I read a bunch of this article earlier, but finishing it up with Al-CIA to sock puppet Zawahiri claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. One of the questions asked about the theory was circulated in the Middle East and elsewhere that Israel was behind the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, reports the Associated Press, admitting they don't know if it's him. They never do. It's always the same thing. Al-Zahari accused Hezbollah's Al Manor Television of starting the rumor. Yeah, no, I started exposing government-sponsored terror along with many others before the attacks took place, and I did on the day of the event and lost a bunch of my affiliates but never wavered and never backed off. Okay, so it started here. If it started anywhere, it started here on this show. The purposes of this lie is clear, to suggest that there are no heroes among the Sunnis who can hurt America as no one else did in history. Iran media snapped up this lie and repeated it, he said. And again, that's Saudi Arabian propaganda in league with the neocons attacking their enemy, Iran. It's Israeli propaganda. Israel has been caught creating fake al-Qaeda groups. Source, Herat's Jerusalem Post. Let's add those links in there. As anyone with even a superficial knowledge of the 9/11 truth movement can attest to, the sock puppet Zahari's claim that Iran were the first to question the official 9/11 story is completely ludicrous. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's recent bumbling comments about 9/11, the date of which was 3 years off, he cannot even accurately remember, were music to the ears of neocons who seized upon statements as fodder to debunk 9/11 truth movement. Zawahiri's single sentence retort at the fact that it has been used. And why are we even agreeing at Zawahiri, Paul? I mean, it's another fake tape. We know the guy's an operative, but we don't even know if this is him. Zawahiri's single sentence retort and the fact that it has been used to generate headlines that link alternative theories to 9/11 with those evil Iranians is a clear smear effort, is highly suspicious considering the history of these al-Qaeda types and Zawahiri's background. Is the neocon-friendly al-Zawahiri a different person to the real al-Zawahiri who was reported to have been captured in Tehran in February of 2002? Is it a different al-Zawahiri, and he gets into it, to the one reportedly captured near the Pakistan-Afghan border in September of 2004? We have links to all these reports. They never retract how they kill him or capture him. It's truly the Goldstein of 1984. Or is it the same al-Zawahiri who, at the end of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, fought for the CIA in Bosnia? Is that the one, the real CIA operative, al-Zawahiri? Is this the same al-Zawahiri who, according to the January 2000 U.S. congressional testimony, was granted U.S. residence by the Immigration Naturalization Service, something almost impossible for many legitimate immigrants to obtain? Is this the same al-Zawahiri whose brother Zamin is running terrorist camps under NATO protection in the U.S. zone in Kosovo? Oh. Is this the same al-Zawahiri who works with the grandson of the ADL head, Adam Gadon? It is the same al-Zawahiri. Previous tapes, which feature Ayman al-Zawahiri, were found to be cobbled together from older footage. But that doesn't bother the lapdog media, who versed in manufacturing consent and never offering retractions.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I've got to run.
sow seeds of dissension. All we do is wake up the mass of people. This show, number one in the field of unlocking minds. So many people's minds we've unlocked get locked again and get caught in little subgroups who say it's all the Catholics or it's all the Jews or it's all the reptoids. They accuse me of not exposing the Pope as we write articles exposing how he's New World Order, and then they post in our comments where we give them free speech that I'm covering up when I'm posting it. Or they say we don't expose Israel as I expose what's probably Israeli hit teams killing people in Austin and wrote the book on exposing inside job attacks. And it isn't that it bothers me that you attack me out there. It bothers me that you're not doing good work. You're not waking other people up. You're spending most of your time ninnying and attacking people in the movement. If someone doesn't want to have a site with pictures of Jews with big noses, with Nazi paintings from World War II, because they don't hate Jews, and because they also know that that turns people against us, then don't be mad at us that we haven't joined your little hate movement controlled by Mossad, which is meant to make anybody criticizing Israel look stupid. Get a little more sophisticated. And the same thing goes for the hate the Catholics crowd, all of them. We are in. You are wrong. I am for real. I have woken up tens of millions of people with my listeners' help because they have taken action and they have gotten involved. So all of you, stop ninnying, stop infighting, stop responding to it. Move forward. Why do you think We Are Change is under attack from Ireland to New York to Austin, Texas? Why do you think I'm getting death threats? Why do you think I've been physically attacked? Why do you think I've gone through all manner of stuff you can't imagine? Because we're having an effect. We now have the Pentagon having their operatives put out audio tapes claiming that 9/11 Truth's getting orders from Ahmadinejad. They are panicking. They are scared. They carried out the attacks, and the New World Order knows we know now. So they're desperately going to try to make it just about Israel. Whether you think Israel did it or not, and there's no doubt Israel's involved, but the whole New World Order is. I just want to say it's bigger than that. Doesn't absolve them. If you got five guys robbing a bank, they're all five just as guilty. But they know that people are scared to talk about Israel, scared to criticize it, so they want to tag the movement anti-Semitic. One of the few things that can beat us. Do you want them to get away with the terror? Then get more sophisticated right now. Don't take the bait, fools. We want them to take our bait, not the other way around. We want the biggest movement we can get. This is chess, ladies and gentlemen, but it isn't a game. It's life and death. Now, and they want to tie us to Al-Qaeda slash Iran. Doesn't matter if the two are opposite groups. That's the talking point. Do you understand that that is a major talking point? The enemy has got their main guns firing at us. I'm under surveillance, everything else you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for the children. I'm doing this for liberty and our future. I put it all in God's hands. Get Terror Storm. Get Endgame. Get other 9/11 films. Make copies. Get them out like your life depends on it. Because the future of this country and our economic life does. They want to unify us around the government so we'll accept giving up our liberties, giving up our pension funds. You're the target. But for them to be able to rape you, they've got to get you to rally around the flag so they can have their way with you. Do you understand?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going in against what you could figuratively describe as the Death Star. We are taking direct fire by the national, international batteries. They are saying that if you say 9/11 is an inside job, you're with Iran, you're with Al-Qaeda. Let me explain. The Intel Center admittedly has been caught by Wired Magazine, computer experts, and others putting their logo in the same video pixel upload as the supposed Al-Qaeda videos, to the point of where they now release them through other parties and don't put the logos on, or release audio tapes and won't even say where it comes from because they've been caught. This is one of the final pieces. Not only do we know they carried out the attacks, lied to us, took us to war, the fact that they're always uploading and having the grandson of the ADL head, Adam Gadon, sit up there and with a turban on his head saying, "I'm going to kill you, Allah Akbar." The fact that the government and former CIA commanders, senior military PSYOP intelligence officer Jim Mlynek, who works directly for Donald Rumsfeld, running iDefense and the Intel Center. Do you understand that that Rumsfeld's people directly upload these? Don't you understand what they did to us on 9/11? Aren't you mad about that? I just can't want to. Man, I want to get these traitors. I want to bring them to justice. Do they just get to sit here and do this to us? Paul Watson, I'm bringing you up for this segment and the next on no notice because you wrote this article about this today. This is the key. The smoking gun is these fake videos and fake audios coming from them where they've got their own boys making these videos. That proves they're behind it. Right there, Watson. It's a key nexus point. Go ahead.
That's correct, Alex. Intel Center, who told us that this Al-Zawahiri audio tape would be released 3 weeks ago. We're also behind the release of the last Bin Laden tape, which turned out was 5 years old, but they claimed that it was new. And of course, to judge the impact that these tapes used to have compared to now, consider the fact that right before the 2004 election, Osama Bin Laden came out and basically stumped for Bush. Both Kerry and Bush admitted that that tape is what swung the election. Now, they have a somewhat different effect, but the policy still continues. I mean, you remember the spate of beheading videos 2 or 3 years ago. They suddenly stopped. But we still have these videos of Al-Zawahiri and Adam Gadon or Adam Perlman coming out on a regular basis.
And the Intel Center, run by all these spooks, are the ones uploading it. Let me explain. They're putting their Intel Center bug in the same video layer as the supposed original Al-Qaeda screed at the bottom. They're making them, Paul.
That's right. The Wired computer expert came out and provided a detailed PDF analysis of that, showing that they were adding the Al-Qaeda brand logo at the same time as their own. And then the same expert, a day later, even though he had, you know, he presented everything in technical format, reversed his position, which was very suspicious, to say the least.
Well, he didn't really reverse. He just said, well, it's not conclusive, but it shows it. We'd already at the office on big screen TVs blown this stuff up years ago and could see it in the same layer. For those that don't work in video, you don't understand. It's in the same layer. Go ahead.
Well, the smoking gun for us, which is when we really went big on this, a couple of years ago, 18 months ago, was when they released the so-called Laughing Hijackers tape. in October 2006. And that was the alleged hijackers, Atta and Zayed Jarrah, apparently attending a 2000 Bin Laden speech, but the footage was filmed by, quote, a security agency, but then released 6 years later as if it was new material from Al-Qaeda.
But then it turned out that it was really a TV dramatization from British television. We'll be right back with Paul Watson on the other side. Are you listening, police? Do you like being fed psyops? Or do you want the truth?
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a massive news blitz coming up here in just a moment. But finishing up, Paul, there's hundreds of points you make in the article. Hundreds. I mean, this guy commanding CIA attack forces against the Serbs admitted that's the real Zahari. We've got these other guys. I mean, he's definitely a spook. And then now the AP later in the article says, oh, well, we can't confirm this audio. It's just on the Internet, but it's big national news, and it will be reported as fact. And then now they already have the talking point that we're Al-Qaeda, and we bombed this, we bombed that in New York. Now we're working with Iran because we say the government's behind the terror. I mean, they treat the public, Paul, like they're talking to basically mentally retarded people.
Well, yeah, because that propaganda at its base level is the most effective. You keep it simple, otherwise, you know, they won't understand it. But going back to Al-Zahawi, I mean, he appeared 2 years running before the State of the Union speech in 2006-2007, attacking Bush's policy in Iraq just weeks after Dick Cheney and former former press secretary Tony Snow had circulated this talking point that skeptics of the occupation of Iraq and skeptics about the troop surge were al-Qaeda sympathizers, and then Al-Zawahiri pops up right before Bush's State of the Union speech and says exactly, you know, the thing that would justify them calling for troop surge skeptics to be linked with al-Qaeda. So it jives perfectly with the neocons' propaganda at every point. But another perspective is to say, well, if they are having to directly engage us and propagandize in these media stunts, then it shows that we're having an effect and that we have influence. Otherwise, they just ignore us.
Paul, it's scary to know. I mean, this is when you really know the government did it. This, all the scientific evidence, all the lying and saying Saddam was behind it about WMDs, the troops massed around Afghanistan in the months before to invade, Bush signing the launch orders, Marvin Bush running security on the World Trade Centers, his mother writing about it in her autobiography. The NORAD drills, the stand down, the 7-7 drills, all of it. But when you realize that former CIA and defense intelligence operatives in psych warfare run the websites uploading this, and that it's their logo, and they're doing it on a soundstage. I mean, these people are bad, man. That is the absolute proof right there for anybody. It's just disgusting what the scum that runs this government did on 9/11. I just can't believe they killed 3,000 of us, but I guess that's a military mindset. It's just, I can't believe this is my life. I can't believe we live with these nuts running things. I can't believe the public's still brainwashed and doesn't understand, Paul.
Well, that's correct. But again, if they're having to do this, you know, directly linking 9/11 truth movement people with being sympathetic towards America's so-called enemies, then it shows that they're scared, they're frightened of us. What's interesting to me is that, you know, according to John McCain, al-Qaeda and Iran are in alliance. So if they're in alliance, then why is al-Qaeda number two slamming Iran? You can't have it both ways.
By the way, Paul, since you raised that, he kept saying in speeches in the Middle East where it was really ridiculous, you know, because they're not as dumbed down and they know their own politics and their own religious divisions. He would say in press conferences that, you know, Iran's with al-Qaeda running the al-Qaeda attacks and al-Sadr is al-Qaeda. And then, you know, the president of Jordan, the king, others would say, no, no, you can't say that. Kind of like whenever Bush at the White House with the Unocal executive, Mohammad Karzai, said that Iran was running al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, Karzai said, no, they're helping. Because he was like, Mr. President, he said, this is on Afghan TV. You can't say that. And Bush said, no, you were wrong. They are al-Qaeda. And he said, okay, yes, sir, they're with al-Qaeda. Because it's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. I mean, that's only for the idiots that we are in this country. Only we will buy that. Foreign, it's just totally discredits everybody. And so, you know, you raise that point. And I said on air when McCain said that, I said, McCain isn't saying this because he's senile at 70-something years old. McCain is saying this because this is the policy to lie. And then McCain, 2 weeks ago before Congress in the Senate, McCain said to, when he was talking to Petraeus, he said, you know, is not al-Qaeda Iran? And Petraeus said, yes, they are al-Qaeda. And so, see, that is, they're lying to you folks. They treat you like you're idiots. They carried out the damn attacks. What is it you don't understand? They're killers, man. They're going to kill more of us if we don't do something about them. I'm risking my damn life. Excuse me. I don't mean to get mad. I apologize. I'm risking my life here. Paul is. They're killing people locally in Austin now. This isn't a joke, Paul.
No, it's not a joke. And again, the fact that they have to do this gives me hope that we are having a bigger and bigger influence. I mean, they've tried to, you had Geraldo Rivera try and blame the bombing, I call it a bombing, it was basically a firework or something, at the Times Square Military Recruitment Center and said it would, you know, it was the work of 9/11 truth activists or 9/11 truth anarchists. So they're basically equating us with terrorists, and they have been for months. So this is just the next phase of that, to link us with the great enemy of Iran. to demonize and sour public opinion towards the 9/11 truth movement because it's having a massive impact.
Nothing's stopping that. I can't believe we're being forced to fight with these killers. Think about it, Paul. We're actually hurting them globally. People are seeing who they are, and they are mad. I want to say to all of them and special ops that took part in this and the Israelis and the rest of them, and the people in our government, no doubt British were involved, the evidence shows, well, what have you become? Well, we know the Islamics really are a threat, and we had to do this because you weren't ready to get ready to fight them. And then that's a bunch of bull. You fund all the radical Muslims to overthrow their secular governments. And then you attack the innocent Serbs using them. You are criminals. It's because you want no bid contracts and domestic police states and contracts for your bosses to run the private contractors. And it's so you can take our pension funds and do whatever you want domestically. This has nothing to do with fighting Muslims. How dare you fall back on that and say you carried out the attacks for our own good? You know that's a bunch of bull, too. Watson?
Well, what's interesting to me about this whole Al-Zawahiri thing is supposedly he was asked 2,000 questions, and this was his response to one of them, and his response was one sentence long. So the media have essentially picked out a one-sentence response to a question out of 2,000
questions.
But that's
classic propaganda. They made it very simple so it couldn't be analyzed.
Yeah, but they've chosen to run with headlines about him equating 9/11 conspiracy theories with Iran. One question out of 2,000 answers that he gave. So they've focused in and picked this and ran with it. And it's obviously part of this sentiment to sour public opinion towards the 9/11 truth movement.
Yeah, we're just completely screwed. God, we've got psychopathic killers with unlimited cash that own the banks running everything, poisoning our water, staging terror attacks, grandsons of the ADL head popping up in turbans. I mean, I just... Paul Watson, tell folks about the PrisonPlanet.tv membership so we can have more capital to get the word out and expand what we're doing. And so they can also have high-quality video of the fourth hour.
Well, yeah, we've just upped the service by offering live streaming, video streaming, and archives, which are available maximum 2-3 hours after the end of the show, to subscribers. And as you said before, it goes on for an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes even 3 hours. And I've been watching it since it started, and it's not only informative, but it's very entertaining because it's kind of a more off-the-hook approach that you've taken, throwing in a bit of humour for people, you know, while giving them the real information on top of that. So I think people find it very interesting on top of everything else that they get, which is every Alex Jones video in four different download formats. All the new videos are available in streaming flash, so you can watch it as you would watch a YouTube video live, but it's in much higher quality. Again, we've got Alex's book, my book, hundreds of audio interviews, hundreds more special video presentations. We had the JFK sneak peek last week. We've got scores more special presentations like that in high quality. And we're adding new content to it all the time. So, to throw fire into our bellies and fund what we're doing, I think a lot of people see it as a good way to support us for what is little cost.
Well, I just appreciate everything you're doing, Paul. And whatever happens in all of this, I know you're going to continue on with your work. And if they do kill me or set me up or imprison me, folks, know that you'll automatically know who all my enemies are in our own movement because they'll all intensify their attacks on me. So use whatever happens to me as a identifier of the enemy. And I'm not saying they're going to kill me, but I got a death threat last night, and they put up on Wikipedia that I've been killed at the same time. Very sick freaks. And, I mean, did you hear all that, with the local Palestinian peaceful activist, how his body was all sliced up, open, and signs of torture all over him? Same thing I got from news sources. And they call it a suicide where he's all bound and...
Well, naturally, it's a suicide if you're bound and gagged and the media unquestionably reported it as a suicide.
Well, remember Dr. David Kelly, he wrote emails to two friends saying, I've been told I'll be found dead in the woods if I don't shut up. And then police come up and see five guys in black uniforms run away from his body. His wrists are slit with no blood at the scene. And it's come out he was murdered. Members of Parliament. They called it a suicide, Paul.
It's crazy.
They could hang me at the Super Bowl. Bush could pull the lever and they'd say I committed suicide. And look, the denial isn't going to help you, America. You're the target of all of this. It's the guys in caves work for the bad guys. Paul Watson, good job. Take care. I hope everybody will get his article at Prison Planet.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I don't think I've ever had a more important massive stack of news in front of me. and I haven't gotten to any of it with all the breaking stories and news and information today. Sela Castillo, former DEA agent, Vietnam vet, sniper, police officer. Sniper, Vietnam vet, then a police officer, then Border Patrol. I mean, not Border Patrol, DEA. He'll be joining us about how he's being set up and what's happening for an hour. In the last 30 minutes, I will news blitz. I will cover all of this. What's the type of news that I have here in front of me? I saw this on LouRockwell.com last night. I Googled it and found articles in California defending this, saying it's good. Now, remember when Aaron Russo said that Nick Rockefeller told him? We already have this in Texas and some other areas and in smaller towns. The police are allowed to drink and drive. The police are allowed to speed. Anyone who works for the government is basically God. 1 million people, this is confirmed, LouRockwell.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, out of the way peasants. I want the guys to do a larger story on this and tie it in with Russo's info. You can find it on YouTube. PrisonPlanet.tv members can see it in super high quality, the whole interview. Out-of-the-way peasants. Readers have been shocked to learn that California has about 1 million citizens who are literally above the law. Members of, and the illegal aliens are too, but they don't mention them. Members of this group, as a Register front page article April 6 detail, this is the Register who first reported it, can drive their cars as fast as they choose. They can drink a six-pack of beer at the bar and then get behind the wheel and weave their way home. They can zoom in and out of traffic, run traffic lights, roll through stop signs, and ignore school crossing zones. That's how tyranny always works. They can ride on toll roads for free, park in illegal sports spots, and drive on high-occupancy vehicle lanes if they only have one passenger in their car, one person in the car. Chances are they will never have to pay a fine or get a traffic citation. They are a special class of people, basically exempt from the laws the rest of us must follow. This is what Nick told them it would be like. This isn't a small number either. Drivers of 1 in 22 California cars and light trucks on the road have the special immunity, which should cause our government leaders and law enforcement authorities, always eager to protect us from any perceived problem or discrimination or special privilege, to demand a fix to the real public safety threat. Think about this, what this means. 1 million drivers who can engage and endanger our lives with near impunity. I can hear it now. There ought to be a law. Yeah, like in New York, we'd have off-duty cops. This is in the new film. Walk right up and just punch us, hit us in front of cops, and they all just laugh. They go, "Get there's my badge." They'd pull their badge out and show it the camera. "I'll do whatever I want." Boom, punch you right in the face. Yeah. I mean, literally, like demons. Demons. This country is demon-run, ladies and gentlemen. But instead of pursuing for a fix, most legislatures are trying to expand the program so that even more people can have the special "we're above the law" license plates. What gives? The answer is a sickeningly obvious. The special people are those who work for law enforcement or other government agencies or their family members. And then it goes into a huge article detailing it all with mainstream media links. But the media in California says it's good. Folks, 1 in 10 is soon going to be one of these people. Well, 1 out of 2 is already government. It's where you can't help work for the government. I'm not saying everybody who works for the government's bad. The point is that the government controls everything. 1 in 10 is going to be Homeland Security related. I was looking up the numbers. It's already 1 in like 16. Higher in some areas. Do you understand what this means? I mean, they are God, and they're all going to have the special badges and the special continuity of government, and hundreds of thousands of executives in InfraGuard have shoot-to-kill power, and millions of truck drivers, and 52,000 preachers going up from 26,000. I mean, it's over, folks. Just Stasi tattletales, and there's no terrorist. There's not a lot of real crime. They're going to find it. Supreme Court's ruled they can take your bank account, take your property with no judge, no jury, no warrant. Private interests are allowed to lobby government, openly pay them to then take your property with no just compensation. I mean, we're not just going to have tyranny, folks. This is a criminal group. And I have articles today, ABC News. Army, Marine Corps are recruiting more illegal aliens and, yes, felons. And then when you read, it says aggravated felons. And then they give some ridiculously low numbers. In like 3 minutes of Google searching, I found the real numbers this morning. So you think the ABC News headline about, you know, Army and Marines accept more felons. And it says rapist, manslaughter. Oh, yeah. But then they just give you low numbers. But if you look, they gave you the last month's recruiting numbers. Which is in the hundreds and hundreds, but it makes it sound small. It makes it sound small. No, 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 no. You will be ruled by aggravated felons. Do you understand? This is your future.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms did a bad, bad thing to Sully Castillo, the third Vietnam veteran of the Army, a sniper. Then he worked as a police officer, sheriff's deputy on the border with the Border Patrol. Then he was a DEA agent, the most highly decorated and the commander down there in Latin America. Witnessed cocaine dealing shipments by our own CIA at El Apango Air Base. We then interviewed the CIA folks on the other end of it, like Terry Reed up in Mena, Arkansas, with Oliver North, the Clintons, the Bushes, all the drug dealing, all witnessed, and the CIA Solicitor General and their inspector testifying before Congress that they did indeed bring in the drugs. They still bring them in. The banks launder it. They license cartels to bring the drugs in, the majority of it. The government ships some in itself, but they mainly license them. Then they leave them alone if they launder the money properly like they are supposed to do through the big central banks. If they don't, they then get pinched. In fact, just like he did a great job making the film JFK, so if you watch the movie Scarface, he did 5 years of research. Mr. De Palma that wrote it, and of course with Oliver Stone, who directed it and who was involved in it. Well, no, Oliver Stone wrote it, De Palma directed it, and I've seen the making of that, and they went down and met with the cartels. They studied how the banks launder the money. They really show it in that movie. So Shelley got raided by the BATF, basically set up, because he's been exposing government drug dealing. He is in the film that is on your screen. I forgot to tell listeners out there who are listening on the AM and FM dial and on the internet at InfoWars.com that we're going to start the video cam feed 30 minutes early in the third hour, not just the fourth hour today, but never fear, PrisonPlanet.tv members, this will be archived a few hours after the show today, and so you'll be able to go up there and watch the hour and a half interview, or hour interview, and then my news blitz at the last 20, 30 minutes with Shelley Castillo, the third today. And so the live video cam, the document cam, our guest cam, the cam on me, the video feed cam, we have five different feeds in here. That is all live right now. Shelley is a big part of the new film, American Drug War. He consulted on the film American Drug War that's on your screen, as I did. I am in the extras, according to my own recommendation that I not be the voiceover for this, but I am in a big part of the 3 hours of extras that are in the film. And so another reason to get it from InfoWars.com. It isn't even available in stores yet until May 24th. Well, we have it discounted by $5 out of the gates. That was, I consulted for free as long as I could get the film first. And so that is why we have it before anybody else does, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. But Shelley Castillo, when they raided him and set him up, they said, oh, big star on TV, you know, and made a big point of that. This is his political persecution. He's been told by different DAs, different prosecutors, that he was going to be politically punished. Shelley, thank you for coming into studio with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great honor to be here today.
Well, it's a great honor to have you here, Shelley.
Thank you. Thank you. And I certainly hope that the American people will get an education on what's really going on with the government today.
Now, I want to talk about what happened with your case, and I want to talk about where it's going. You've been indicted, and I haven't even talked to you yet about what happened this week when they were going to go ahead with the proceedings. So I want to discuss that with you. But then from your law enforcement history and Vietnam history and intelligence history and police officer history about a local what we believe is a murder here in town. You've come on before to talk about how they kill you, how the mafia, how Mossad kills you. So later I want to give you some of these facts and just get your off-the-cuff take on that. But first off, recap what happened with the BATF, what you're facing right now.
Well, basically what happened was that for the past year or so, there was an individual who was selling me guns. He'd buy them and he would sell them to me, and I would buy them and I would resell them at the gun shows. And basically what happened was I found out that it was against the law if I gave money to somebody or loaned money to somebody to buy guns, and that was a clear violation of the law. And basically the individual that bought those 30 or 35 guns basically broke every law there is to be broken, and yet he was never arrested. And I called it selective prosecution because they basically target me. And there's a history to show that I've been forewarned that an assistant United States attorney out of the McAllen office totally defense attorney for me to be watch my back, because they were going to come back to me and they were going to get me one way or the other.
That's because you've testified as an expert witness.
Exactly. I've testified on the corruption that the government has conducted, the outrageous government conduct that they developed during the case, the perjury before the agents, before grand juries. And I exposed all that, and now we also have exposed that there have been some transcripts that have been changed, or babied, as they say. So all this information that I've obtained within the past few years has come back to bite me in the butt for exposing it.
And you had no criminal record before this. For listeners that don't know who you are, give them, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but you've had quite a history.
Exactly. You know, I come from a very patriotic family. American, to be an American was number one in my family, patriotic. My family served, and you know, my uncles, everybody served in the military. And as the only son, I was told to go serve my country, pay my dues to my country. And I did, and I followed my dad's footsteps. He was in law enforcement, and so was I.
He was also in World War II.
He was in World War II. He was shot six times in the Philippines. You know, he paid his dues, as they say. And, you know, we continue to be proud Americans, and we try to do everything that law-abiding citizens will do. And basically,
and then
never,
you went to Vietnam.
I went to Vietnam. I did what I, as an infantry sergeant, and I was down there as an 11B Bravo, as they say, and spent my year in Vietnam. Came back, went to school, got my degree, and worked in as a police officer in the state of Texas, detective sergeant, and so forth. So I got over 20 years of law enforcement experience. I've never broken the law in my life, in my adult life. I just never been arrested or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, the government comes after me because I had, first of all, this. I think this was initiated with my expert witness. And secondly, when I tried to set up a sting operation against ATF a few months back.
And you did that with the local news.
In fact, exactly.
They did expose that they were spying on everybody, violating their Fourth Amendment with cameras rigged in there in the South Texas gun show.
Exactly. What they were doing, they were filming the shows, and they were profiling people that were coming out of the gun shows, and they were entrapping them in trying to buy the guns that they just legally bought. And also they were going out to the people's residence after they bought the gun to find out if they still had that gun with them. And that's Gestapo tactics. You don't profile. It's against the law to profile. And yet the ATF was doing all these kinds of atrocities and nobody was stopping them.
Okay, but let's go back now, before we get more into the story, for those that don't know, and you've got your book, Powder Burns, at powderburns.org, that everybody should visit. Tell people about your experience in the DEA.
My experience with the DEA was something that I am not very proud of, number one. Number two, I believed that what I was doing, by placing my life on the line, that I would make a difference in preserving my country. And as it turned out, after 12 years with the DEA, my last six in Central America, found out that we were the enemy. We were the guys involved in the atrocities. We were the guys that were involved in drug trafficking. The CIA was heavily involved in drug trafficking with Posadas Carriles, with Oliver North, Felix Rodriguez, all those Cuban exiles that were down there running this covert operation that was run by the White House during the Bush-Reagan era.
Blow up Olympic athletes in their off time.
Exactly.
Convicted.
And not only that.
And then blamed it on other people. You know?
Yeah. Luis Posadas, of course, was held by Felix Rodriguez, a CIA operative, exile Cuban, to come out help him escape from prison, and brought him to Central America and worked at Ilopango Airport involving running drugs into the U.S.
Specifically, let's just hit the key points, because I want to get into your case, but I want people to understand the background on this. Specifically, key evidence that you witnessed yourself of government shipping the drugs en masse out.
Exactly. There were large shipments of drugs coming into this country. Now, they were Guatemala or Central America, should I say, was used as a trampoline for drugs to go into the U.S. And I personally participated in refueling those clandestine airstrips. Airplanes that were being refueled in Central America, and they were shipped with they had hundreds and hundreds of kilos of cocaine, and yet they were never being seized in the U.S. And basically, it was a CIA covert operation that was being run to funnel drugs and profits into the Contras in Nicaragua, and of course, a lot of the American agents that were involved were lining their pockets and going to Swiss bank accounts.
going to Swiss bank accounts, and now they're going to keep us safe, Sally, from terrorism. And then it turns out that every one of these so-called Al-Qaeda individuals was admittedly CIA, used against the Serbs in the late 90s, used against Iran. These Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia are buddies, and that they weren't even involved in the attacks, but they play the part of that and then release these tapes that are uploaded by the Intel Center that's run by all these former CIA spooks, with the video posting in the same layer, and experts have looked at it. Mainstream news has reported it's staged. How do you think people in our government got to the point of being willing to carry out terror attacks?
Well, it's basically what's happening now is that there's no shame. They're so bold in what they're doing, and yet they're trying to blame those third world countries. And I've always said that every major terrorist in this world worked for the United States government at one time or another. So we're the ones that are building this this beast, as we call them. And
and it's to destabilize all these third world countries.
Exactly. And you know, we know where Bin Laden is, you know, but we need him for this war. You know, we got the best satellite networks in the world. We could actually find out where he's at, but we need him as a reason to keep with this war going on, this atrocity that's happening down in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, they're now claiming that 9/11 truth works with Al-Qaeda.
Well, certainly, there's always going to be a spin put on by the government and in anything that
they
do.
Why is it so ridiculous now?
Well, because it's obviously that what they're telling us is not true. It's obviously that, or bolt, as I say, that they continue to feed American all these lies, when in fact the American people are starting to wake up a little bit, not that much though, just a little bit. And that's why we're having a response now of what happened the past 8 years here with George W. And basically, we're going to come November of next year, we'll find out who's we're on the right track or not.
I think we're going to find we're on the wrong track, but they'll at least have to act like they're changing. There's no doubt, though, this has been the black op presidency. I mean, they've just gone wild. This is what the private guys that run our government and the CIA and others, they just work for the big banks. I mean, this is who we're dealing with. These are people who are destroying our country. Everything they're doing is to get rid of our country. And I just, how dare them say they're patriots?
Exactly. And, you know, the same people that the same carousel that I called that worked back in the 80s for the U.S. government are still at the White House. And, you know, all those people that were involved in those covert operations are still running covert operations in Iraq.
Sally, I want to get into your case now. You were on with us early last week. Now there's been some new developments. Just to be specific here with all of the listeners, it's a gray area with these straw purchases. You can go to 1,000 gun shows and see people selling 20, 30, 40, 50 guns. They go out and buy the guns. They're collectors. They sell some of them. You got into this, you told me, because you're an author. You would go to the gun shows and sell powder burns. You're a veteran. You like guns. You're a retired police officer, DEA. And you're there just selling a few shotguns, handguns, things like that. You told the whole story about how, hey, you know, let's get into this. Hey, give me money. I'll get you good deals on guns. And how they selectively enforce on people. So when you say, well, I didn't know it was illegal. Well, you know, the BATF, the scallywags they are, I mean, they just do what they want. And so I want to be clear that you're saying, okay, I'm guilty, but the guy that sold me these guns, last time you said it's pretty obvious, you know, that he was setting you up. It's just like Randy Weaver. They kept saying, please, I'll give you five times what the gun's worth. Just saw it off. Just take that. And his kids were hungry, and he said, okay, and did it. And it was all because he wouldn't snitch on locals. And this is all admitted. So they went ahead and just came up and killed his family. I mean, who are these guys in law enforcement? Because I know they're not all bad, but it seems more and more it's this attitude of we run everything, we're the boss, and they really are just thugs who want to rule.
Well, the problem that I foresaw when this occurred to me was the fact that those agents are, a lot of them are Iraqi veterans and Gulf veterans also from the Gulf War. And basically, you can see it in their eyes. These guys are suffering from PTSD, I mean, big time, yet they carry a gun and a badge, just like I did, you know. And certainly, it's poor judgment in their part and what they do. And right now, if you go to a gun show, we have guys, we got half of the gun show that sells AR-15s without paperwork. And yet they don't touch them. They don't do anything to them. And they know very well. But their whole purpose on this thing is to shut down the gun shows under the Second Amendment. We're losing those rights to bear arms.
Yeah. So everything is only registered guns. Now let's go back here. People think PTSD means you lay on the ground and can't get up. No, it means that you stay active and aggressive and look for fights and look for excitement. And then if you don't have that excitement, you then get totally exhausted. And I'm not saying I have it, but it's similar to being really working hard. If I go on a week-long vacation, I feel like somebody beat the hell out of me because I have to keep working all the time. And a lot of these cops, you see them, they're out of their minds because it is a stress. More alcoholism, more suicide, everything.
Yeah, that's the problem, PTSD cannot be cured, number one. Number two, I've been certified by the Department of Justice when I worked for the DEA that I have severe PTSD. And from my veterans, being a Vietnam veteran, the same thing. I've been certified as having major PTSD.
And that's why you kept looking for the action. Raiding coca fields, raiding facilities.
Riding the edge, as they say, trying
going
to...
Going in and doing drug deals with killers.
Yes, and, I was putting my life on the line, and I really thought that at one time that I was actually doing it for my country, which I was, but the majority, I was still looking. That's why when I left Vietnam, I went into law enforcement. I was still looking for that bullet with my name on it, and the guilt.
You also get addicted to the action.
Exactly. It's an addiction. Thank God that one of the things that has saved me a lot was the fact that I don't drink or do drugs, but my medication was having a sense of humor, and that's what kept me going. But yet, it's so depressing right now that what happened to me that I feel, well, where did I go wrong in my world?
Well, Sally, you got to beat them. I mean, good guys always get targeted. We're going to talk about trying to support you and help you on the other side. The fourth hour is coming up. You can see the video right now if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We'll be right back with Sally Castillo.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Well, nobody can say I'm not living my life to its fullest. Nobody can say that I was squeamish or that I didn't have an effect. And I know you listeners out there are having a great effect, too, and I salute each and every one of you. Every one of you out there is just fabulous, and we love you. We're about to start the fourth hour that's going on many of our AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on WWCR and the Internet at Infowars.com. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you will be able to watch the fourth hour here with the guest cam and the document cam and the DVD cam, where we can play you audio clips, video clips, computer clips, and a lot more. Before we continue with Sully Costello and how he's been set up, and I also want to talk to him about this, what we believe is a murder of Riyad Ahmad here in Austin, Texas, the Palestinian activist bound and gagged, thrown in the river. I want to encourage everybody out there to support our sponsors. If you go to Infowars.com, there is a banner that says Aloe Ease Body Cleanse, aloe vera, really good for flushing out your system, making you lose weight, detoxifying your GI tract. A lot of people get cancer because all the toxins we eat build up there. Great sponsor, Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. But there's a link to New Vitality with the hundreds of fabulous products. This is one of the biggest, most respected mainline vitamin supplement companies out there. We're very honored to have them as sponsors. You can go to their website by linking through at Infowars.com to NewVitality.com, or by calling 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. One of their other great products is Super Beta Prostate. These are well-known herbs for shrinking the prostate, giving you better health. Even a lot of doctors are now prescribing these herbs for prostate. That's medical doctors. 1-800-569-4056. The well-recognized, well-documented, proven herbs and remedies. That's what they've got at NewVitality.com, or 1-800-569-4056. And in closing for this hour, we can't do anything we do here without your support. We can't do anything on this radio show without your financial support. And that's why you need to get American Drug War from us. It's not available anywhere else right now. It is available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This proves how alcohol and other things kill hundreds of thousands, marijuana, no one. It proves how the government's shipping in drugs. It proves how they selectively enforce things. Went for Tommy Chung while he smoked pot with Schwarzenegger, the Nazi pig. I mean, it's just such an incredible film. I consulted on it, and as you can see, I'm on the back cover, Alex Jones, Sully Costello, Robert, Mike Rupert, Robert Steele, Danny Danko of High Times, Medical Marijuana with Dr. Jensen, just so many others. This is a very, very important film, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. Also, the new film, Washington, You Are Fired, is out. It is part two to America, Freedom to Fascism. I hope everyone will get it as well. It needs to be seen. It needs to be gotten out. We are allowed to fire these people. We are allowed to kick the government out of our lives. I also want to ask listeners to support all of our AM and FM affiliates by supporting their sponsors, support everybody that sponsors this show. We couldn't do it without them, and we can't do it without you, the listeners. And we're about to start the fourth hour. Everybody on the radio network can listen, or again, watch us online at PrisonPlanet.tv when this show becomes a TV show. We're streaming right now. But, Sally, in the minute we've got left in this hour, give out your Powder Burns website. You are basically broke right now as a school teacher, you and your family. Powderburns.org. People need to go there, buy your book, Powder Burns. It's almost out of print. Excellent book. They need to make contributions to you, or you're going to go to prison.
Exactly.
I need monies to pay my attorney. And guys, you can email me or send me a check. My address is on my email address, powderburns@prodigy.net. Or you can actually call me, and I'll give you the information, 956-345-5770. Once again, 956-345-5770.
We're going to get that out again next hour. But Selly is on the front lines for you. We've got to support him, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Shelley Costello III, powderburns.org, is our guest for another 30 minutes, and I've got a huge news blitz coming up. Sorry, no calls today. But I think we're going to have open phones quite a bit throughout the week. We've got some huge guests coming up this week, though. But believe me, the news, you got to stay with us for that. I want to get Shelley, as a former police officer, former Army sniper, former DEA agent who worked all sorts of hardcore cases in Latin America, in D.C., all over the U.S. I want to get his take on what happened to Raed Hamad. Who we now talk to the head of the Islamic Center, his the biggest one in Austin, where he went, that where they washed his body, and he was cut up, tortured all over, beaten. They said when they brought in the body, guts were all hanging out. None of that is on the news. Just sliced open, torn open everywhere. And it's just like Gary Webb, they blow his jaw off and shoot him in the side of the head, and they say he committed suicide. He told his friends at his last house, he came home and guys were climbing down his pipe drain. And the media spun it and said, oh, he lived in a one-story now. The point is, we said a year before he did that it was a pipe drain. His so-called friend, who he actually wrote about and said wasn't his friend, came out and said that, oh, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. Cop of the year, Terrence Yakey, who brought up the people at Oklahoma City, who saw the BATF involved. He called his partner and said, feds are following me. I got the files. They told him to turn the files in he had. He was tortured, stabbed, burned, electrical burns, two bullet holes in the back of the head. That's their own autopsy. They said he shot himself twice in the back of the head. We had the just all these other people they murdered, and then they say that people commit suicide. And Shelley, you've talked about this. What does this case sound like to you? I've got the APD's own report here but just from what I've told you, what does that sound like to you?
Well, basically, what it is they try to extract information from him. Who he contacted and so forth, and by doing that, they have to torture him, and then they'll kill him, and then basically the government runs the police, and the police are not going to go against the government, and it'll probably more than likely be ruled suicide. But when in fact of the matter is that these things are continuing to happen for many, many years, there's a lot of cases all over the country where this has occurred and continues to occur.
And you described, in his case, there's no note, he told no one, but in some cases there's even notes, and it's come out later that they were killed, and you described on air how that works. You walk in your house, they put you in handcuffs, they say, here's your kids, we're going to kill them if you don't write this down.
Exactly, and basically I know of two cases that that's actually what happened, and they gave the guy to think about it, and he actually thought about it. He was happy at the very end of what he was going to do because, he was saving his family. and he actually committed suicide by them forcing him to do that. And he did that, and sometimes they're forced to write a letter, and then it happens. And what happens is the government is good at doing that, and they do follow through on killing a member of his family, whether it's an accident or a drowning or something like that. But it does happen.
Have you seen the movie The Shooter with Wahlberg, where the government's got the apparatus where they make you shoot yourself?
Exactly. Yeah, that I saw that a lot of times in Central America. Basically, you know, ironically enough, just recently in Guatemala, the guy's in my book. His name is Victor Rivera. He was a Venezuelan advisor for the death squads in Salvador and in Guatemala. He was involved in kidnapping a lot of the military officers and getting money from them, but he worked for the CIA. He was paid by Jack McCavitt as his case agent in Central America. So literally he went to work for Guatemala, and the government of Guatemala hired him as an advisor, and he was involved in the shooting, in the investigation of two of the congressmen from Salvador that were killed in Guatemala. Bottom line is this guy just got whacked last week. I mean, he, two cars pulled over next to him, just shot the hell out of him. But he knew so much, and he was working for the CIA.
Who do you think killed him?
Well, it's probably the same government and the CIA. He became a liability, and they whacked him. And, you know, he worked for so many years. If you work for the Central Intelligence Agency, you're usually protected. But when this happened, it comes to a point that this guy, we don't need him anymore.
Good, stay there.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I were talking during the break about 18 veterans a day. I saw the federal study last week committing suicide. Those that don't commit suicide. See, in World War II, they knew. In World War I, they knew. If you spent a year or 11 and a half months on average in a tour, you would have about half the people have problems for the rest of their life, major mental problems. Because as tough as you are, really stressful, traumatic things, or even just a lot of hard work and working 18 hours a day, which happens in combat, it changes you for the rest of your life. You're either a workaholic, either you keep having that, you know, getting yourself to work that hard, or you just basically fall apart. And there, you know, there's some ways to try to work on it. Well, now they have them stay. Some of them are starting their fifth tour in Iraq. I mean, they know these men. No one has ever. Korea, World War II, Vietnam. I mean, catch 22. You had to fly 22 missions, and you still had more than a 60% chance of dying on your B-17s going into Germany. They could only do 22 missions. Okay, and it's called catch 22 because yeah, only 22 missions, but you're probably going to die anyways. You know, that is the situation. And you know, and I never even knew that my dad's dad was a B-17 gunner until he died. And then they years later dug open his almanacs with him in the plane and photos and letters and you know all the, his buddies and them getting shot up by the Germans. And, you know, the family didn't even he wouldn't even talk about it. And that was just 22 missions over Germany. So my point is that now they're coming home to be cops, and they're just their minds are completely fried. Shelley, I mean, what would you have been like if you would have served 5 tours in Vietnam?
Well, that's really horrible to do that, and yet the Army is still saying that it's okay, that they'll be okay. And of course it's not. And the majority of the veterans that come back want to go into law enforcement because they're still looking for that bullet with their name on it. I did it. I got out of Vietnam, went to school right away, became a police officer, detective sergeant, and then worked for the DEA for 12 years. And basically, that's what we normally do. These ATF agents that arrested me, they're all veterans. One of them looks like he's really PTSD after serving 10 years in the war or in the military, in the United States Army for 10 years. And, you know, you could tell it. You can see it in his eyes, you know, what the problem is. And, you know, a lot of us are talking about the Iraqi veterans, but the bottom line is...
What do their eyes look like? Describe that and then get back into that.
The eyes are deep. They're 1,000-mile eyes, they call them. You know, it's a big... You know, the guy is just really deep looking at you, whether he's listening to you or not listening to you. He's just, you know, a glaze in the eye that can tells you right off the bat. And you know what? There were 4... suicides in Dallas.
18 a day. You were going to make a point.
Yeah, 18 a day, and there were 4 this year in Dallas at the VA clinic, psychiatric ward in Dallas. So they had to close it down last week. Well, guess what? 3 of the 4 were Vietnam vets. They hung themselves. 58 years old, and one was 57, I think. One of them found him, and then he later went up there, rented a garage, put his truck back in there, closed the door, and committed suicide. So Vietnam
why?
Veterans,
you've got it. Why? Why does it drive them to do that?
Well, because it's, you know, it's just the older you get, the worse the PTSD gets on you. You know, you want to fight everybody. Everybody's against you. Emotionally, you're on medication. You can't sleep at night. When ATF went into my house, I had guns in the doors of my house. I sleep with my door open. Because I wanna see who's coming in. You know, you can't hold a job. You're married 2-3 times. You know, and it's the signs are there. And you know, we're talking about those guys doing 3 tours, 4 tours. Well, you know what? I did 6 straight years in Central America, training death squads. Now tell me if that does not affect me. Of course it does. And then I come home, and you know, I was talking to a group of veterans just last week. And he said, you know, I feel so bad, so guilty, because I got divorced, and I wasn't there for my kids. And he said, you know what? Don't feel bad. It's worse if you're there with the family and you take it out on them. And I have never, ever looked at that before. And you know, I apologize every time. I talk to my kids 3-4 times a day. I talk to them because I want to tell them that I love them and I care about them. I mean, if I ever leave this world, I want to make sure that they know that. And it's devastating for them right now because I've always been there for them. That I'm not going to be there the next 10 years because I'm going to be in prison because of what I believe in doing. And
because the Second Amendment has to die.
Exactly. So, you know, that's basically what it is. And, you know, we're suffering. And
what is your lawyer saying? What is the battle plan? How do we help you, Sully? I mean, you said my listener sent you around $1,000. That paid for half the lawyer just in last week's court.
Exactly. You know, he's asking for $15,000, and I ended up with about $1,000. And I had to pay him that $1,000 to file the motion not to show up for that hearing. And, you know, I still need a lot of help. I know a lot of you, economic-wise, it's very hard on everybody, the gasoline and so forth. But if you please send whatever. I had a lady send me $7. I had a young kid from high school send me $5. You know, that is great because, you know, people are getting educated. People are learning. And the more you send, the better. And prayers. I got over 50 letters, 50 prayers from people. As a matter of fact, I got a lady, I have no idea who she is, but she sent me this on the mail. And that's for me to wear. And you know, it's a coupler. And it is very important to those people that have actually sent me this prayers. I mean, I'm in their prayers every night. And people, you know, just become believers and, you know, in God Almighty, that he'll be there for us. And I certainly hope, and if he doesn't, then that there's a reason for it. And I just hope that everything turns out fine with me.
Well, it's a really touching story, Sully. It's got tears in my eyes. And I want to talk about that, because a lot of these guys that work for the evil, they're like caught up in a rat race. They're all stressed out. They're crazy. They believe the propaganda. It's about us against them. How do they do the evil? I've seen cops frame people all the time, and all these squad car videos are coming out now because people are putting hidden cameras in their cars because they're so cheap. Where the cop pulls a young guy over, and the kid's nice, and the cop starts screaming at him and says, "I'll set you up. I'll win. I'll show you I'm the winner. You know, I'll show you who wins." And I mean, you know, people. How does cops take people's kids for CPS with no warrants, no abuse? No due process. How do they take old ladies' money and asset forfeiture seizure? I mean, you know, I know some of them are just evil, but a lot of them, they're like robots. Are they?
Well, basically what it is this people here, this agents, that it's a new generation now. Before, you used to have a little respect for the public. And now what it is that they think they're above the law. And a lot of times they are above the law. And basically they like to cut corners to make cases. And that's how they get promoted. The more cases you build, the more people you arrest, the more drugs you seize or guns you seize, that's how you get promoted and so forth. And that's what they're looking for.
And it's better to go after good citizens because they don't tend to fight back as much.
Exactly. And, you know, they prey on the weak. Why, you know, the cartels. You know, what I asked the ATF agent, that one of the guys that searched, I saw him at the gun show. I told him, I says, "Why don't you guys go after the American M16s that are being sold to the cartels in Mexico?" You know what he said to me? He said, "Well, you know what? That's our government selling it to other third world governments, and those third world governments will sell them to the cartels."
Well, I was about to say, and that's who's shooting at the Border Patrol and the FBI and
exactly.
Sheriff's deputies. But expanding on that, Bush wants to send $147 billion to the Mexican government to, quote, fight terror and drugs. That's to consolidate the drug dealing, isn't it?
Exactly. It's all profits to you know, the war on drug has never worked. Enforcement has never worked.
Well, it's worked to make more drugs,
though. Well, yeah, it is, and that's
but money. I mean, not work the way they say.
They're supposed to work, and yet Congress keeps funneling millions of dollars into the drug war, and we got more drugs today than we did 10, 15 years ago. Why? Because that's what they use us to get scared on our kids being on drugs and so forth. And, you know, it doesn't work. We spend billions of dollars in source countries. We can't even make a dent. So basically, it's got to tell you that the answer's got to be treatment, prevention, and so forth, but not enforcement, because enforcement has never worked.
Sully, I want to get into this article, and they have links to mainstream news articles. And if you Google this, you can go to the Transportation Authority in California, you go to the news articles where they're defending it. Out of the way, peasants, LouRockwell.com, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. They are a special class of people, basically exempt from the law. It says they're allowed to drink and drive, speed, not pay tolls. And it says that it's the law enforcement, other government agencies, and their families. They get special plates. And it goes into 1978 program that started to protect the confidentiality of peace officers so members of the public couldn't find their addresses on department motor vehicles. But says over the years, the program has been expanded from one set of government workers to another. And it just goes on to say that they are allowed to do whatever they want now. I mean, this is insane that we've gotten to this point, Sully. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, there's no accountability.
Right now we had a constable who used to work, well, that ran for a constable's position there in South Texas. He worked for DPS for many years, and he finally got fired because of family violence. And, you know, it was a very serious charge that he had on him. He had a couple of charges on him, and yet they were all of a sudden dismissed. And, you know, he was fired. There was enough evidence to let him go, fire him for that. And now he's running for, or was running for constable down in South Texas. And thank God he lost, because, you know, can you imagine a guy like that going into more power or being a constable and abusing the citizens?
Well, you're in this film, American Drug War, with Kevin Booth and everybody else. And you've seen the video of Sheriff Arpaio. And, I mean, he literally drives his car into businesses, stumbling around. He looks like he's on something. And he's just, when you talk to him, I've seen raw footage. The guy is publicly insane.
Well, you know why? Because he's a Vietnam vet. I don't know if you're aware of that. He is a Vietnam vet.
And former DEA.
And former DEA. And guess who else? Our presidential candidate, McCain.
And they
suffers from PTSD, but they will never bring it out. They say he's got a short fuse. No, it's his PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWars today.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Final segment with Sully Costello, an intense news blitz for the final 30 minutes of the show coming up in the next segment. Sally, we're talking about how these guys feel good persecuting you and hopping things up against you, cooking them up. On a lighter note, what do you think of the final edition of American Drug War that's aired over 50 times on Showtime? The cops that set you up for basically laughed about it. So that means it's getting out there. I'm hearing a buzz everywhere about the film. Give us your take on that.
Well, it's an excellent tape, not to blow my horn on, because I'm in the thing here, the DVD. But it's for the first time ever. We have the director of the DEA admitting that the CIA ran drugs back in the 80s from Central America. We had CIA agents, McFarland, out of Honduras, who shipped large quantities of cocaine, over 1,000 kilos, to the U.S. To profit the covert operations that are being conducted by the CIA. You know, Noriega, you know, everybody's admitting to the whole thing. Noriega's being denied a release from prison because George Herbert Bush is scared that he might spill the guts, his guts out on what he knows, what he did with our government back in the 80s.
Well, I hope people will get it at Infowars.com. It's not in stores until May 24th, but I have a deal with a filmmaker because I consulted on it, as you did, that we are selling it now at Infowars.com, where you can call 888-253-3139 to get American Drug War. It's got 3 hours of extras. I mean, you're going to have a master's degree on how they bring it in, how they control it, how it's a fraud, how prescription drugs kill a lot more, how alcohol kills hundreds of thousands than marijuana. It is just such an important film, really a masterpiece, almost 5 years in the making by Kevin Booth. I started working on him, working with Kevin on this 5 years ago. Of course, 98% of it was his work. I was just honored to be involved with it. And again, available at Infowars.com. Shelley, in closing, one way people can support you and get your book, what, you got like 300, 400 copies left. When it's gone, it's out of print. Powder Burns, the story of the government dealing the drugs, you witnessing it. It's a read you can't put down, and if people will just buy it from you, that will help you try to pay for the lawyer and beat these people. That way they can donate and actually get something back. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely. You know, every little bit helps. I got about 300 copies left, and you know, I do want to sell them so I could get my financial support for my attorney and my defense, my legal defense. And go to my website, powderburns.org, or you can email me directly at powderburns@prodigy.net. And
now, to be clear, last week people had to call you or get your address to send you checks. Now you've got a donation PayPal at powderburns.org.
Exactly. It's a link there, and you can go straight to it, and I'll ship you out the books, and whatever donations. I always send a thank you card for it also.
Yeah, I got a thank you card from you, Shelley. By the way, I don't want thank you cards from you. Okay. You're too busy fighting for your life and your family right now, and we appreciate your courage.
Well, thank you, sir.
So just don't worry about sending me a thank you card. I got your thank you card.
I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
In fact, it's right here on my desk. Look right here. Got Shelley's thank you card right here. Very, very nice little thank you card.
That's Powder Burns.
Yep, and got me a little thank you thing here. From the book, thank you from my heart. Sent that out right after the show, April 8th. Shelly, you got 3 minutes left or a minute and a half. Anything else you want to add?
No, just your prayers will certainly be appreciated. I've gotten a lot of prayers from a lot of people, a lot of prayer books, a lot of, you know, you can tell that the American people are very, very sincere. I got over 50 letters of people trying, supporting me, sending me donations, little donations, but they mean everything. And also the purchase of the books. Like I said, I got plenty of books, and I still need a lot of financial help. And one real fast thing, I need somebody to donate a tractor trailer, a little riding lawnmower tractor, because I'm going to be doing a pilgrimage all the way from McAllen to San Antonio in protest with PTSD for veterans. And I'm trying to get an old tractor so I can ride it up here. It's going to take me 3 or 4 days, and hopefully bring awareness to the veterans.
You want somebody to loan you a farm trailer, because it'll get a lot of attention.
A little tractor trailer or riding lawnmower, something that I can actually drive all the way from McAllen into San Antonio with a banner saying, you know, support veterans with PTSD.
Well, and they should go with you and support you, and maybe videotape it, put it on YouTube to bring attention. Well, Shelly, give out your phone number.
My number is 956-345-5770. Once again, 956-345-5770.
Shelly, I want to thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. It's an honor to be with you.
You bet. Thank you, my friend. And we'll have Shelly in every month or so as this case of political persecution intensifies. And they've told him they were going to get him for his political activities here in the land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Hopefully we can change that back to what we once were. We've never been perfect, but we are very shameful today. But thank you for all your support of Shelly. News Blitz straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory tests proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I will never surrender? Yeah, Sully Costello is a real hero. And he had commendations from two presidents. He was going way up the chain. And then he witnessed the death squads, the people he was training, the government drug dealing. He wrote letters to the presidents. He was told to shut up. It's like Terry Reid in the CIA. He was just mid-level training pilots and kind of running part of the airport. And they'd be unloading cocaine. He's like, what the hell is this, man? They're like, come on, you've been involved in Vietnam and everything. You know what goes on. He's like, yeah, but I'm not going to be part of this. I mean, that's how these people operate. And then the SWAT team, your house, and all these cops get killed fighting the drug war. But what are they going to do? And we got millions of cops now, millions of bureaucrats, millions of people in prison. They got to do something. We got to make a deal with the cops. Look, we'll let you have 2 million cops like there are. We'll just pay you paychecks and go drink lemonade. I mean, they just don't hurt us anymore. I mean, they already, the more cops we get, they won't come to your house when you're robbed. Have you noticed that? Back when I was a kid and there was 250,000 cops, then it was 300,000, then it was 1 million, then 2 million. Man, something happened. The cops were there in 5 minutes and they were, oh, we're going to investigate this. They were actual officers. Were they corrupt? Yes. Were they perfect? No. But most of them were good. It is not that way now. I can't get a cop out to my house if it gets burglarized. I can't get a cop when my car gets stolen. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? You pull over on the side of the road and try to urinate, they'll take you to jail for exposing yourself. Everybody I know isn't speeding now. They just get pulled over and they want to search your car. In fact, all these emails are pouring in where you'll just be in a shopping mall parking lot. They'll just stop everybody and search them. Or on the road. They're just searching us. It's in the news. They're running these martial law drills. I said I was going to news blitz and I'm already ranting. Okay, here is the stacks of news that I have. And there is a lot of it. And so I am just going to go through it as fast as I can. Oh, my gosh. Where to start? Where to begin? Oh, man. Okay, this is the stack of what I have not covered yet. Good God. Probably 60 articles. Okay. Let's just go ahead and give you the brief version of what's going on. Christina Todd Whitman not liable for telling residents the World Trade Center air was safe to breathe. Judge rules. Associated Press, and I will just give you the backstory. You can Google this. They knew day one it was deadly, and the White House ordered her to lie day two when she sent a memo saying it's deadly, asbestos, concrete, toxins. The meters are off the charts. It's a chemical disaster. And they were ordered to lie and say it was good, and she is not liable. That is Associated Press. Okay, that is one article. Behind TV analyst Pentagon's hidden hand. This is a New York Times whitewash, but admitting that every one of the military analysts is on the Pentagon payroll or control, lying to the public. There that is for you in the video cam. Recapping, I had Dr. Ibrahim Dramali on the show today to talk about how it looked like he'd been tortured and murdered, the local Palestinian activist, and thrown in the river. Unbelievable. That's about to retransmit when the show restarts feeding on the Internet. Unbelievable first hour coming up. Unbelievable second hour coming up at about 25 minutes. Oh, let's get technical, 22 and a half. Colorado lawmaker removed from podium over Mexicans' remark, even though I disagree with his remark. He shouldn't be removed. That's a violation of free speech. Colorado legislature, known for kicking a photographer, was ordered to leave the podium, the State House representatives, on Monday because he called Mexican workers illiterate peasants. Now, I don't know if that's an unmean way to say it, but they do get free health care, free everything. They are above the law, like the police. They don't get arrested for DWI, and they are illiterate peasants. That's what the Mexican government calls them. But I don't agree with the way he did it. He should have. But if you actually read the quote, they took it a little bit out of context. He said, I would like to have the opportunity to state the microphone why I don't think we need 5,000 more illiterate peasants in Colorado, Bruce said. They call it an outburst. Well, the point is, it could have been more tactfully done, but everything is bankrupting. I mean, there was an article in Washington Post about how illegals get tens of thousands of free liver, heart, kidney transplants and go to the head of the line because you can't discriminate, so they have to go to the head of the line. Told you, when my finger was cut off, I couldn't get service, but the illegals could. Vets of Bush's war, sous VA, more than half wounded troops slipping through the cracks, alternate, not getting treatment. Summit renamed to defend North American Union critics. Bush and Mexican-Canadian leaders in New Orleans for fourth annual meeting. As the fourth annual summit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America begins in New Orleans, White House is engaging in public relations campaign to reposition the meeting away from the controversial issue of continued continental integration. Build instead the North American Leaders Summit. They've changed it. The meeting appears designed to create photo opportunities showing President Bush with Mexico's President Felipe Calderon and Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper, rather than emphasize the trilateral cooperation, the centerpiece of the previous SPP summits. We've got their own documents where they admit that they are merging all of this and say they've got to keep it secret from us, and then it's a North American Union. That's the September 22nd to 24th Banff Canada lawsuit documents available at judicialwatch.org. There is that. Kind of like DynCorp changed its name after it got caught running giant child kidnapping rings. By the way, you can't make stuff up like that. Go look into it. Find out it's true. I know you're a cop laughing in your car, but that's who you work for, okay? Go look it up and then cry your guts out and realize you work for Satan himself, okay? It's all over. I'm surprised I'm even alive. I thank God every day. It's unbelievable. Food rationing confronts breadbasket of the world. AP and everybody else are reporting. I got a stack of these from yesterday. I never even got to that. Food rationing's already begun. Lots of food, you'll notice, isn't on store shelves now. Staples, corn, wheat, bread, things that it's involved with. The prices are up 40%, exploding. Everything we told you would happen because the dollar is plunging in value and there's problems worldwide. Big Agra is engineering this collapse. Kurt Nemo wrote a detailed article about that last night. With all their official UN documents on Infowars.com, if you want to actually know what they're doing. Olympic torch anti-freedom farce continues. Media banned from torch rally through nation's capital. In Australia, they are banning the media from covering the Olympic torch, where Chinese paramilitary forces have attacked U.S. citizens, British, French, and others. Unbelievable. Can't let the slaves know what's going on. U.S. military detains German citizen in Afghanistan. Little report on that. Can't be there covering what's happening. And the suspicion of terrorism. The report is, though, that it's a aid group. Feds change policy, will now collect DNA from every person they arrest, and that means local police under federalization. And now you know why at checkpoints all over the country they're taking blood and tissue out of your cheeks in the last year they've been doing it. Really, it goes back a decade, but now it's nationwide. They're now admitting, and by the way, I heard Derry Brownfield reading Mainstream News today on air on the network, and I pulled it up. There it was. Mainstream News is now announcing that every baby at birth is put in a DNA database for the government. They don't tell you, though, that's been going on for 35 years criminally. The government is criminal. You understand? Feds change policy, will now collect DNA from everybody. So they're basically now just the whitewashing what they're doing. See, they announce what they're doing decades after it's in place. New Jersey court requires subpoena for internet subscriber records. That's something attacking free speech on the web. Oh, man. There's a report up on PrisonPlanet.com about We Are Change being provocateured and set up in New York, not just in Ireland. And that's also at WeAreChange.org right there. Groombell says financial system narrowly averted collapse. This says Oswald Grubel, well-known ex-CEO of Credit Suisse Bank, confirms in an interview given to Swiss newspaper Sonntagsblatt that the world financial system was sharply nearer to collapse in mid-March when Bear Stearns collapsed without intervention of the central banks. The system would have not survived. He compared the moment with the Cuba crisis, with the Cuban Missile Crisis, as I see it the first time that an insider spoke so clearly about the dramatic situation of our days. One bank collapsing, he added, and the whole system will crash. Wow. So there is that. Border fence leaves rich and powerful untouched. The Texas Observer. And it says that they are not really even building it. They're just using it piece by piece to grab people's property, then leaving large areas owned by rich people or special interest alone. Yeah, they're not. They've built like 40 miles of fence. They're supposed to have the whole thing built 2 years ago, and they only build it in selective areas, and they put openings in it for, quote, wildlife to go through, and then drainage ditches that a man can bend down only halfway and go right underneath. That story is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. In Florida, snooping cops disguise cameras as fire hydrants. Kurt Nemo gets into that, and they just randomly surveil everyone, saying that everyone could be terrorist. So that report is up there. Not getting into much detail here because this is the news that I do read in detail and then never have a chance to properly cover on air. Pipe down, Brussels slaps a noise order on the heart of Scotland. That's right. They're telling bus drivers they've got to stop every 25 miles, get everybody off to walk for their health. They're saying you can't use pounds at your grocery stores. You'll be arrested. People are. They're saying what speech you can and can't have. It's all about the EU showing England how they're under their control. England always swore they'd allow a vote on it. Doesn't matter. They signed the EU court agreement. Now they're under EU tyranny. Pipe down, Brussels slaps a noise order on the heart of Scotland. Their high-pitched shrill has put fear into the hearts of Scotland's enemies and sensitive tourists reaching for the cotton wool. Well, I love the sound of bagpipes. Now, however, the bagpipes are to be quieted by an edict from Brussels. From this month on, pipers will adhere to strict volume limits or risk breaking European Union health and safety rules. Now, remember, the European Union allows the mosquito system, ultra-low frequency that actually damages your ears, to be put out in city streets to, quote, keep kids from congregating. They can damage your ears, but, oh, you can't have bagpipes. They pick things that sound ridiculous to set these precedents. If they can make you do something dumb, like take your shoes off or be searched at the airport or not carry shampoo on or have checkpoints on the highway without warrants, you'll accept anything. So now they're saying that they are banning bagpipes. They're also saying they're not allowed to use the particular wood out of Africa. They're trying to ban it there. They attack cultural icons to set precedents because if you'll accept that, you'll accept anything. Classic Pavlovian conditioning, hardcore behavioral psychology, black op attack. There is that article, Times of London. Not playing games. AT&T serves notice. Internet has 3 years before it faces Borg assimilation. Kurt Nemo, InfoWars.com. He has their own statements about how they're going to shut down the old web, make you go on the new web where you have to pay much more and where there's no freedom of speech because you'll have subdomains on their sites. So all of those busy on the message boards at InfoWars where we let you do it unless you slander or threaten people to kill them, we also had people that would go on there and threaten themselves and then say, how dare you not kick them off? We trace the IP. It was the same guys. So we do kick some people off, but it's pretty wild. You can do pretty much what you want there as long as it's serious and not kill this person, kill that person. We've already had the Secret Service drop by, so nice try, guys. We tracked it back to you. So that's why that's going on there. But you didn't know about that? Yeah, that happened. AT&T... Again, that's how they're shutting it down. It's called Internet 2. Funding worries Fusion Center officials. Another unfunded mandate by the federal government. In the late 90s, they built emergency management centers in rural areas and 4 and 5 county areas in big cities. They made the citizens pay for it with unfunded mandates locally. They integrate the police under federal control to run checkpoints, martial law sweeps in their own words. But now the feds aren't even going to pay for any of it. We've got to all pay for it ourselves. So just another tax of Big Brother there for you. That's out of FCW.com, big site that tracks government, a federal computer weekly. U.S. military targets Southwest Colorado. They're busy land grabbing, shoving around whoever they want, doing whatever they want. That's out of Renew America. Food rationing begins in America, KPTM television. Food shortages and rationing have been a third world problem as of late, but recently the phenomenon once thought unthinkable in the United States could start happening. The New York Sun paper is reporting that major retailers of both coasts are limiting consumers' purchase of flour, rice, and cooking oil. The Sun reports that Costco warehouse in California ran out of rice, frustrating shoppers. Where's the rice? An engineer from Palo Alto, California, said you should be able to buy something like rice. This is ridiculous. Not in the new global system. You read State Department Memorandum 200 and all their other official documents. This is all stated by them. And Richard Inhofe, head of the CFR, said in a public CFR document last year, and he said similar things in 93 when he wasn't chairman, in a Club of Rome document that we posted on prisonplanet.com, direct links to him, that terror is fake, that the global warming is fake, but that it's perfect unifying system to, quote, wage war on humans by the elite. Public stated, as I told you, and then somebody found their own documents where they said exactly what I'm saying. I mean, it's not hard. It's a public attack pattern. This whole anti-terror thing is for you. The whole environmental deal is to restrict and tax and control you while they engage in total environmental Armageddon with the genetic engineering and the rest of it. The fission fusion, cyclotrons, all of it. It's just insane. If you don't know what cyclotrons are, you better find out, ladies and gentlemen. Food shortages or globalist depopulation agenda. This is the key article that Nemo did yesterday. You know, he spent hours doing this. You ought to go read it. Food shortages or globalist depopulation agenda. Continuing, recycling cops freak out residents. It's already happened in England, where they have tracker chips that track you. They check to make sure you're putting your bottles and things in there, or they fine and fee you. There you go. Recycling cops freak out residents. Ah, yes, the new Enviro spies. They have all these white papers written where you think CPS is bad and the cops are bad. They're going to have Enviro cops, home inspections every month. I mean, how big your house can be, any changes in your home. Just hell on earth, folks. Just absolute total control. Just unthinkable. Metals. Gold rises on weak dollar. Oil goes to all-time high. There is that for you. We are changed to release assault videos. Just someone running around waving signs saying that We Are Changed did the bombing of the recruiting center wearing Hitler mustache. I mean, this is just all these people. A lot of you are sucked into this no plane thing. You don't understand. It's a total black op. I saw it coming a mile away. Final segment, totally jam-packed with documents and articles on the other side. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany,
Your husband looks so good tonight.
I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
I know.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Coco Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious.
The information is all over the news. Coco without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Coco Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa and is natural and healthy for anyone. Coco Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We got some big guests coming up this week on the show and next week. I'm just going to give you a fair warning. Burmese will be filling in Thursday. I got four guests. Two of them are huge on Friday. Big guests next week. A lot of other surprises for you, the viewers, and the listeners. Sheriff's back, three jails for illegal immigrants. News 19 sounds reasonable in Myrtle Beach. But when you read, it's federally funded, locally run prisons for illegal aliens and terrorists, and they have a few of these for shows. They have one outside Austin, and they mainly just harass Arabs and a few other people. The illegals have been caught literally cleaning the prison. It's like the illegals were caught building the border prison under the border fence. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So there is that article. That's the problem, is that this is, again, all staged. Very sophisticated, the people that run things. 50% of L.A. workforce are immigrants, UPI, and the problem is, I've talked to people that are chefs there, black, white, if you're not a Mexican, you don't get hired now. They'll run you out of the dry cleaning business, and this is what's happening. This is racism. I'm not saying all Hispanics do this, but the La Reconquistas do, especially in L.A. You're not allowed, you can't work in the restaurant, you can't work in custodial services, and it's 50% of L.A. workforce are immigrants. And, of course, 75% of the children there, more than half the children in Texas are. And the problem is they're not being taught to love this country. They're being taught by the Ford Foundation that this is Mexico. Also, oil, as I mentioned, goes record above 118 a barrel. There's the actual number on that. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. Disney launching unit to make environmental films for children. AP, this will be shown in schools everywhere. All about worshiping Gaia, giving your rights up, hating humanity, making humans the enemy, in the words of the chairman of the CFR. But, of course, an enemy the government, the Pentagon, are willing to deal with. Oh, yes, their eugenics program. So there's the Disney launching unit to make environmental films. More convicted felons allowed to enlist in Army and the Marines. That's ABC News. I have another AP article on this as well. And they only give you a small percentage of them. I remember 8 years ago seeing in Washington papers, Washington Times, Washington Post, what reported, and they said it was very good, of course. You can pull them up, that aggravated felons who were illegal aliens were being hired out of the prisons. And I still get emails saying I'm making this up. Here is AP for you if you'd rather have that. Surgeons give hope to blind with successful bionic eye operation. Yeah, they're able to give people sight now. It's not as good as regular sight, but it will be soon, and it's just amazing and wonderful. And this is why the elite want to kill 80% of us or more, because they don't want the general public having access to all of this. It's a revolution they're trying to suppress, and they use Homeland Security and the global tyranny to suppress all the real technologies that have been developed. Bank of America, net income falls 75%. They're in deep trouble. That's Bloomberg Financial for you. Tony Snow to go to CNN, who cares? Sending Marines to recruit women. Japan's hunger becomes a dire warning for other nations. Major food shortages in Japan. I am out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you will all join me live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members who subscribe, who get the live video cam feeds, document cams, the rest of it, and get it archived within a few hours of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have a membership, think about it. I want to thank the folks in here running the show in Texas, John Harmon up in Minnesota running it from that end. I just want to commend everybody and thank you. My first and second hour today were unbelievably important. Clear evidence of the local person being murdered. Tune in right now at InfoWars.com. Right now for retransmission at InfoWars.com. You can go there and hear the first and second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine a world of peace, freedom, justice, and ecological sanity with the days of empire and violence.